much about.
You gotta put it in the perspective.
Look at us. Hey, look at us.
Look at us. Huh? Who would have thought?
Not me.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
If I'm being quite honest with you, I'm the fastest YouTuber. I'm the fastest entertainer on the planet. I could
We're
be
talking about running.
Running. I could be the quickest man on the planet. I'm everywhere, baby. I'm everywhere. And I'm betting $100,000 that I'm the fastest man on the planet. I'm the fastest man on the planet.
Sometimes I get very angry, and I don't know where it comes from. It's like a cauldron, and it's just boiling all the time.
Why?
And all
that?
Of a sudden, I don't know why. It just is.
All I want to do is zoom, 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 boom, boom, boom. Just shake your room.
And now,
it's Tuesday somewhere, so you know what that means. It's Taco Tuesday!
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Tuesday morning, the 3rd of December.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening, people?
Oh, you got a
Allie?
Allie just pulled a tissue out. Is it cold
season?
I'm
going to start crying.
Oh.
No, it's just my left nostril. I'm not sure. Mm. I feel like my brain drips into my nose.
Only your left nostril?
Yeah. Honestly, yes.
This would explain a lot.
It really would. No, this has gone on since the old studio, and I thought it was like maybe a mold infestation
like asbestos,
there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Something? No.
Hmm.
But I don't know.
Do you think there's mold here?
Could be.
Yeah.
Sure.
Is it just possible that your brain is leaking
100%? 100%.
Okay.
But it really only happens at work. But it could also be, you know, it's early in the morning. It's the first time your nose is able to leak.
What?
Yes, everyone knows.
What are you talking about?
I am a doctor. You guys know that.
Everyone knows when you wake up, it's the first chance your nose has to leak.
But only your left side. It's always only your left side.
Only
always.
This side.
So we all know
take
that.
The tissue out of your nose.
It's science.
This doesn't...
It's a little distracting.
Okay, cool.
Be honest.
Got it.
We have shorthand here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Too much TV.
Yes.
Meaning you can't keep up with what you're trying to keep up with.
Because there's just too much on television.
Yes. So last night I wanted to catch up on The Watchmen.
Okay.
Yes.
I was talking to Nicole about it. I was talking to Allie about it. Everybody's watching The Watchmen. We had Regina King in. I love that so much.
Yeah.
Two episodes behind.
Yeah. The best two episodes of the season.
Yes. So I sit down and I start watching The Watchmen. I'm like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
I love this show. I love that. I love that I have a new show to be this passionate about.
Absolutely. I would like to see it.
and then my daughter called.
Uh-huh.
So I paused it and I talked to my daughter and she wanted to know if she should buy a plant.
Okay.
So I talked to her for about 15 minutes.
You guys have
about
riveting convos.
The plant for 15 minutes?
I mean, the plant was the beginning of the conversation.
Sure.
And then it went to her cat and then all kinds of other stuff. We just
that kind
talking.
Of conversation has kept him on the radio for 30 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying I like talking to my kids.
Yes.
So fantastic.
That's
so then I thought. So then I thought, I forgot I was supposed to run an errand today because I don't have any shaving cream. And if I don't shave, you know, 3 times a day.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Like a woolly mammoth.
Teen Wolf.
Chewbacca.
Yeah.
Right?
Just working with a Yeti. Mm-hmm.
So I drive to CVS. What?
Do you even have facial hair, first of all?
How
no offense.
Dare you?
I'm just saying, I don't think I've ever seen a semblance of hair on your face.
How dare you? And not much.
Okay.
So I go and I get the shaving cream and I come back home.
Mm-hmm.
And then
still
I think,
paused?
What?
Still paused.
Oh, I don't even remember it now.
Okay.
It doesn't even exist.
So then I call my mom because she had a little minor surgery like last week. You see how she's doing?
Sure.
We talked for a while. She's doing pretty well.
Yeah.
And then my other daughter calls and asks me if she should get a printer. Which printer should she get?
Mm-hmm.
So we talked for about 15 minutes.
Should sell her on a plant too?
And then And then I remember I had a prescription at CVS. So,
oh my gosh.
So then I had to go back to CVS.
Goddamn Kevin.
And then I got home.
Right.
And I remember Monday Night Football was on.
Oh,
yeah.
But it was
my
right at the end of it.
Okay.
So it was like, oh, I missed the whole game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then I remembered there was a Kings game.
Uh-huh.
Went to bed. I watched 19 minutes.
Mm.
Was that enough?
No.
No, that's not even half the game.
No, he's talking about Watchmen.
Watchmen.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's my problem.
It's an hour-long show.
Mm-hmm.
So you have...
I watched 19
you
minutes.
You have an hour and 40 minutes left. Essentially, because you have two episodes. They are the best two episodes of the season. And you are going to literally at the end of the next episode just go, it's so good.
You guys, maybe the answer is I need to just cut my family loose.
That's part of it. But also, you need to be more like us. Once we get home, we're home.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wanted that to be the case.
If there are more errands to be run.
That was my goal.
That, also, gets on the list for tomorrow.
What are you doing picking up your phone? What is it, 2003?
Gross.
Everything
gross.
To happen with text, man. In and out. Parents, I don't care. Kids,
no,
sure.
No, FaceTime with my kids. FaceTime's the best thing in the world.
And moms don't text.
Right.
My mom does.
Does she sign her name at the end?
She signs G-Ma.
Yeah, always.
Because of my kids. Yeah, she always signs G-Ma.
Like you don't know even it's to me. Her that's texting.
Old people always, old people always put their name at the end of text. Oh, we know this.
It's amazing.
So the point is, I can't watch Watchmen.
Too much.
I just can't do it.
Who watches The Watchmen? That's the big question.
Right.
Maybe you need a watcher of Kevin watching The Watchmen, like a handler.
I don't even know
like
what
sitting
that means.
You down, making sure you watch it.
Like somebody's watching you watch The Watchmen.
So, but,
You heard
me. Who would do that?
You cannot Taskmaster, or not Taskmaster.
What?
That's a completely different site.
What? Do I need a slave? Is that what you're saying?
Someone's fetish is that they can get to watch Kevin watch The Watchmen.
Sorry, I was just thinking of the new movie that Black Widow Taskmaster is in. It just honestly I don't know.
Okay.
Task Rabbit is what I was thinking. You can hire
I should pay somebody to watch me watch
TV.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then if I go, I have a prescription, they
slap that out of your hand.
Yeah,
like, keep watching.
Okay, not needed. You got TV to catch up on.
Yeah.
What about when my daughter calls about the plant?
Your daughter can wait.
Or talk directly to the taskmaster.
Do they?
Does
the taskmaster answer the phone?
Your daughter gets on the phone with the taskmaster. I'm sorry, he's watching Watchmen right now.
Okay.
Is there anything I can help you with?
I like
she says, thinking about buying a plant. He does the research. She lets her know.
Oh, that's lovely.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's your personal assistant.
But he's also wearing all leather. And
why
it's
is he all leather?
Very different taskmaster.
And it's assless. Assless chaps.
Yeah. Oh.
That's the taskmaster.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you have a phone number?
It's in speed dial, actually, for my phone. So.
Plus, he can't talk to his daughter because his mouth, he's got
gag
a ball gag.
Yeah, we know that. We gotta,
wow, this ended very differently than I thought.
Listen, it'll help your Watchmen experience. Just trust me.
Just
same,
do that.
Same
just,
with the caning. Same with the caning.
All right.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Same with the caning.
The caning.
Yeah, but it'll all come up later.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Yeah, that's hot.
All right.
Beer mug. Officiated a wedding.
Yeah, he did.
This happened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We talked to the couple before. We were like, are you positive that's the move you want to have beer mug be your official? Your officiant?
And what is it?
Officiant.
Yeah.
Got it. All right.
Thank you.
Nice.
Well done.
Are you positive that's what you want? And they said yes.
Uh-huh.
And then you did it this weekend.
I did it, man. I did it.
I've heard good things about it. I've tried to distance myself from watching anything on Instagram stories. I wanted it to be fresh when we come in, but this is the only story I've cared about all week.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, this might be a whole new side hustle for sure.
I might be leaving by the end of the year, you guys.
No. I don't want that. It is weird you got business cards.
England?
Yeah. It's weird you got business cards that say official, efficient, officiant, all three of them on there.
Whatever word is the right one.
It's very odd. Yeah. The two are X'd out. Very strange.
We also have tickets on the floor for the K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas for both nights and the Bud Light Platinum VIP passes.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to earn them with a game today.
Too much stuff.
That's coming up. We have Mall Santa Horror Stories. Mm-hmm. Jetson took Adler to the mall to see Santa.
I did. It was quite an experience.
It could go very bad,
it's one
or
of two
it could
ways.
Be the most delightful picture ever.
Yeah.
And sometimes very bad equals most delightful picture ever.
Oh, yeah.
I was
hoping for the crying face.
Oh, true. For sure.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you
but
how it
Adler
went down.
Adler doesn't even cry, does he?
He doesn't, but I'll tell you how it went down.
All right.
Not now. That's a tease.
By the way, maybe later on later this week or whenever, we need to talk to people who are Santas. Because I can imagine that's a nightmare.
Yeah.
At the mall, a kid's crying. They're all sick.
You grew a beard all year.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what that is.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:53. Ally McKay is here. What's happening?
I just want to get this out there in case you missed it yesterday. It was late in the show when I mentioned this, but Alanis Morissette announced she is going to celebrate her 1995 album, Jagged Little Pill, with a 25th anniversary tour featuring Garbage and Liz Phair.
Yay!
Tickets go on sale December 13th, and our local date here in L.A. is at the Hollywood Bowl on June 9th. The reaction yesterday to this from people, people are excited. People are very excited. So, again, Alanis Morissette, 25th anniversary tour of Jagged Little Pill, featuring Garbage and Liz Phair.
All right.
I'm into it.
That's going to be really fun, you guys. So, you're a late night host. You need a break.
Which of us is? Jensen? Me?
Just anyone.
I need a little more detail.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which network?
Paint the picture.
CBS.
Okay.
All right.
You need a break, not because you need a vacation,
okay,
but because you have to go film a movie.
Oh! What's the film?
The movie is called The Prom.
Okay.
And your name is James Corden.
Oh, this is very detailed.
And okay, you need to be off, essentially, December 9th through the 18th. Okay. That's a good chunk of dates that you're going to miss because you have a nightly show.
Mm-hmm.
So do you run a best of? Do you just, you know, put in guest hosts? What do you do?
That's always
good
a question.
Yeah. I've run into this before.
Mm-hmm.
I've said maybe satellite.
Okay.
Like I could do it from wherever I'm shooting.
Well, no, you're
double
shooting,
duty.
You're shooting a movie. It's a big deal. Mm. You don't have time. And his show is not something you just do all willy-nilly.
Okay,
there are
hear
taped
me out.
Pieces. Sure, go ahead.
FaceTime.
See, again,
the whole show from the set. I don't have to be anywhere.
No, that's the same as satellite, but it's just, you know.
Well, then I don't know.
Okay.
Rerun David Letterman.
Oh, good one.
Oh, that would be
timely.
Good. That would be good. But that's not what CBS is doing, nor what James Corden has in place.
Okay.
He has a whole slate of guest hosts coming up.
Okay.
Alicia Keys is going to kick off the guest hosting festivities on December 9th, followed by people like Harry Styles.
Hmm.
Okay. Melissa McCarthy.
Wow.
Yes, please. Chance the Rapper.
Yeah.
I'm listening. I love it. Plus Ken Jeong and Jeff Goldblum as well.
Mm-hmm.
Specific air dates for the guest hosts will be unveiled shortly, but we do know that Alicia Keys is kicking it off. But sounds great, right?
Yeah,
that is a very good list.
It's pretty cool.
I mean, we all know you don't want better people filling in for you.
Right.
Because then they'll hire them.
Exactly.
And then you're doing your own FaceTime show. No one likes that. Yeah.
Well, Chance the Rapper is very busy.
Yeah.
How many FaceTime shows do you watch?
Oh, God. So many FaceTime shows.
I don't think you've ever watched a FaceTime show. What are you even talking about?
FaceTime shows? Just friends call you up on FaceTime, put together a quick show, puppets or whatever.
That has never happened.
Six-minute limit, whatever
that
is.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
So you were Quibi before Quibi was Quibi?
FaceTime shows, man.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
FaceTime shows.
Is it the same alert, like someone's trying to FaceTime you, or is it someone's trying to FaceTime
like,
you with their show?
Da, FaceTime. And then you press the FaceTime thing, and then
Not even the ringing sound or anything?
No,
I
different
see.
Thing.
Okay, very different. All
right. Wow.
I want to watch FaceTime shows.
Well, I'll maybe set you up with one this week.
I can't even watch the shows I'm trying to watch.
Yeah, you need to chill out with I want to watch FaceTime shows.
It's Watchmen right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
All right. So there it is, right there. Some guest hosts. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I just want to make this as clear as possible.
Okay.
Because we have some vacation coming up. Most people do over the holidays. Maybe you want to catch up on TV.
That's my answer.
Well, sure.
That's my answer for Watchmen.
Well, here's the thing, Kevin. Netflix has made the final streaming date for Friends official.
Is there a reunion?
The availability slot confirms that the series will only be able to watch on Netflix in the United States until January 1st.
No!
2020. Mm. So you essentially have to start watching right now through.
All right, I'll see you.
And then here's the thing. It's not hitting HBO Max until May of 2020. What are you going to do between those 5 months, you guys?
I know what you're going to do.
What?
FaceTime shows. I'm going to call you. I'll call you. Da-da-da-da-da. FaceTime. And then you press it and it's me and I'm like, I got like...
So now you're the
You're
FaceTime
doing a show? I thought you were
I'm
just
helping
watching
you. No,
show.
I'm helping the people who don't have friends.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I'm helping is what I'm saying. I'm stepping in.
So you're willing to do
the show.
That.
Yes.
At first I was like, oh, that's just mean. I'm helping the people that don't have friends.
No. Well, both.
Okay.
But I'm helping people and I'm going to be there doing the whole show. I'll
you're
have
a giver.
Music, comedy.
You're a giver.
Yeah.
Can I get it? I'm putting you on the spot.
Please.
Can I get a taste of what that would be?
No. Well,
just
okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. FaceTime.
Click.
Hey, Allie, it's me, Jensen. Welcome to the Jensen FaceTime show. Now, today we're going to do a couple things. One, I'm going to bring my friend the Taskmaster in, and he's going to put a ball gag in my mouth, and he's going to spank me with a rubber chicken.
Wait,
hey, I'm thinking about getting a plant.
Oh,
can I talk to you about that?
No, please, whatever you do, just watch 19 minutes of a show.
Okay.
And then also watch this man with assless chaps pee on me.
What?
That took a real turn.
Yeah. Well, it's a FaceTime show. Sorry about friends. Ding. Wow. It's a very weird show. It was just a taste of what you'll get.
I don't want that taste.
I don't either.
If I'm clear.
Is there a chaser?
I don't look sad, but I really am disappointed.
Well, I'm sorry, kid, but
I like it. I like it. Oh. It's a hit. Okay. I think I'll keep watching it.
All right.
Thank you.
Wow, I've got really different reviews of my FaceTime show.
The polar opposites, some might say.
I you love or you hate me.
Yeah.
That's what I've always said to my mom.
Oh, that's just sad. She's like, here's some more leather pants.
Yeah.
Guys, so we only have 5 months to watch Friends before it comes back.
No!
It's all right. It's not that good a show.
I should have done a warning, though,
before. Yeah, you sort of launched into it.
Yeah, it wasn't fair. Sir,
we have to keep going the rest of the show. It's so early.
Yeah, I apologize, sir. Let's talk about some birthdays. People that we're just happy they were born. Ozzy Osbourne, Julianne Moore, Amanda Seyfried, Brendan Fraser, Anna Chlumsky. I don't know how to say her name. She's great on Veep. She's the girl from My Girl.
Chlumsky. Chum, something like that. But it's a C-H. Chum.
Yeah. C-H-L-U-M-S-K-Y. Chlumsky.
Chlumsky.
Now you're saying schlum. Is it schlum or chum?
Every foot is like a story.
That is so true, sir.
That is
a
point.
Tiffany Haddish, and that's what's happening.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin DeBede Show at 6:22. Yes, I just started talking without turning on my mic.
Well, it's all right.
Well, who's in charge of that?
Me.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you don't know.
I just want
when,
you guys to know it's not just you.
You don't know when you're about to talk,
right,
though.
That's why I have to guess. Hard. It's a difficult thing to
do. It's hard.
Yeah. Have you guys ever lost your luggage while traveling?
I haven't
lost it for real. I mean, it won't be there when I get there, and then they take my name and phone number and where I'll be, and then it shows up within a couple hours.
That's
I think
good.
That's as long as
I
it's
lost
ever gone.
I lost a suitcase once and called the airline, and they said, well, how much was everything worth in it? And I said, I don't know. I don't have any way of really judging that.
Sure.
They said, do you have receipts?
For my 4-year-old T-shirt and 26 pairs of shorts? No, I don't. I don't have it.
Who has that kind
Nobody.
Of... No, it's
Nobody.
Ridiculous. Well, this is a little bit different in that there is a thrift store where you could buy people's unclaimed luggage. Mm. So the luggage comes out of the plane and is on the little...
conveyor.
Thank you for helping
God,
me.
Why did I do
Thank
it?
You very much.
Why?
I really
appreciate
set that out. That was not what you were supposed to do.
Allie's too nice
Damn
to go
it.
With the rule with don't help somebody
and
who's sluggery.
And then sluggery. I get so mad at myself.
Yeah, no,
I don't win.
You know what? She has something to do at 9:30, though, and that would have went 3 hours.
You're right.
Yeah. people leave their luggage, and I've never thought about what happens to that. Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, I don't know why anyone would ever leave luggage. Do you have 11 pieces?
Where are you going that you're in such a rush? You're like, I don't need that.
Right.
Not to defend the stupid, but I do think that if you have a bunch of luggage and you just forget one, that is possible. Not that it's not possible for me. I'm too smart for that, but that is possible for someone. Right.
Okay.
And
but I also don't travel with enough stuff where I would notice because I only have two things.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes no sense whatsoever. But you know what happens to that luggage is, basically, after 90 days at the airport, if no claim form has been submitted reporting the loss to the airline, they auction it off or give it to charity or whatever. Mm-hmm. And there's an actual store that you can go buy other people's luggage that they just left at an airport.
So it could be anything from socks to a watch.
Yes.
I just remembered I have stuff there.
What?
What do you mean?
I traveled once to London, and I had to bring a suit.
Mm-hmm.
And as I walked on, I was holding it in the, the large standing bag, and I'm walking in with it, and the stewardess says, would you like me to put this in the closet here?
No, never in the closet.
Why never in the closet?
Because you never remember it.
This is something I've never experienced because of a suit?
They always want to do that with, if you have a garment bag, or even jackets now. They're like, may I hang up your jacket? No.
So,
no, you can't.
Because you'll forget.
Absolutely.
Yeah, hours and hours later on this international flight, when I'm leaving, I forgot to ask. Obviously, it didn't even hit my mind that this person took it from me. So I get off the plane. I'm getting onto a train or something, and oh, my suit! And I go back to the airport. I can't even get in the airport. So they forever had my suit. It didn't have my name on it. Nothing, because it was just my carrying bag. And then,
did you ever get it back?
No, it was gone forever.
Yeah, someone's wearing it.
It went to this weird shop that you're writing about, that you're speaking about.
Here's the story.
0.5% of all checked bags go unclaimed or are lost at the airport, and the airlines reunite most of those bags with their owners eventually.
I don't know why the piano music is so tense.
I mean,
it's really.
I wish they would have left
that
at the airport.
But for those that never make it to their destination, look no further than the tiny town of Scottsboro, Alabama, home of the unclaimed baggage center.
This is a tiny little town. It's got like less than 15,000 people. There's no Starbucks. There's no almost anything. Mm-hmm. But these two people in town just thought, you know what? We're going to start a business. And they started this business. It's like 40,000 square feet. It's ridiculous.
I mean, what is their deal with the airport? I mean, do they have
They've contacted all the airlines, and basically they just buy it.
Yeah.
But for a lot less, because they don't even know what they're getting. It's kind of like a grab bag thing.
Unclaimed Baggage Center is the only store in America that buys and resells unclaimed baggage from the airline industry. We've been doing it since 1970, and you never know what you're going to find when you walk in the door.
The store stocks 7,000 items every day from its inventory of unclaimed bags and cargo.
By the way, that was poorly said, but they get 7,000 items per day.
Yeah.
That's how many people forget their luggage.
That is a lot.
That's insanity, right?
So it's from all over the U.S. or all over the world?
I'm sure it's from all over the
world.
I would
think if you contact an airline, I assume it's anywhere.
The airline just throw it into a pile and sell it to these people.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Acquired through decades-long purchasing partnerships with air carriers, train, and bus lines. Bags are purchased sight unseen. Employees then sort through the contents and determine what to sell, clean, donate, or throw away.
We kind of say, you know, we're an amusement park of shopping. It's a fun thing to do. It's a fun place to come, and we're a lot of fun people to be around.
A lot of fun out there, guys.
I mean, she did
too
not
much
sell
use
that,
of the word fun.
She didn't sell it well.
Got to be honest.
So, Unclaimed Baggage Center started almost 50 years ago in a tiny town in Alabama, and now it's a national tourism destination.
It really is. People come from the United States and all over the world. They have visitors that come there just to look at it.
I think, rest in peace, I think Bean has been there.
He has been there.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
And when people come in, they just truly never know what they're going to find. You can tell the people that have never been here before when they just walk a few steps into the store and they just stop and look around in amazement. You're shocked at the sheer size of our building. It's over 40,000 square feet, and we cover a city block. Some of the craziest things that we have found.
Okay, now this is the list of things that they have found that is shocking. That A, someone would put in a suitcase, and B, someone would forget in a suitcase.
But of course, top of the list is the live rattlesnake. Mummified.
A live rattlesnake.
Oh, my.
This next word is mummified.
The mummified falcons we've had in the past, headdresses that are very old, things that belong to celebrities at one point, vacuum-packed frogs in a suitcase.
Vacuum-packed frogs in a suitcase.
In a suitcase.
All right.
Huh. So is that like a... Why would someone do? Is that a delicacy of some kind?
Frogs. Or? Yeah, I mean frogs legs.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not in a suitcase. You'd have to, like, pack them in ice.
And vacuum pack. It's very odd.
It's very odd. Yeah.
Probably take the cake. We sell pieces that are.
What was that?
What
was that?
Like, what just happened?
What was that?
I think it's them unzipping something.
Are you sure?
Play it
again? Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
I'm not sure at all. Okay.
I think she needs to check her pants.
We sell pieces.
Did someone just fart in the middle of the story?
Yes.
I mean, she was unzipping a suitcase.
I don't know.
I doubt it.
She was
unzipping the suitcase to mask the sound of her fart.
Oh, so she's like, I really have to fart.
Yeah, she's like, watch this.
The suitcase was filled with a terrible smell.
Yes.
We sell pieces that are... $10,000 every week.
Now she's like, let's keep talking, just keep talking.
We got stuff here. It's 40,000 square feet here. It smells weird because everyone's stuff is old and vintage. It's definitely, my pants? Oh, it's brown because it came from an airline that sat on chocolate.
By the way, she said that they sold $10,000 items every week.
Oh, wow.
Because people leave expensive stuff behind.
Wow. That's not uncommon for us to sell something like that.
$21,000 on my wrist right now. Who would leave this in a suitcase? That's crazy.
The single most expensive item that we've ever had on our sales floor is a men's Presidential Platinum Rolex watch. We had it appraised, and it was valued at $64,000, and a gentleman bought it for
$32,000. Wow.
I got a deal.
Who packs a watch that worth $64,000 and then just like, you know what? I got the stuff I need. I don't need to go back. 90 days they have to go back just to call and make a claim or whatever.
Yeah.
But they're good without it.
Yeah.
That woman farted. That woman farted. No, there's no question. That woman straight up farted.
That's the most important thing.
And I hope that space is big because they're going to need to air it out.
Yeah.
8:05 this morning, we have floor tickets for both nights of the K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas, along with the Bud Light Platinum VIP passes for backstage.
Big stuff.
Coming up tonight at 8. Mm-hmm. Allie, how did you find this tweet?
You know me. I barely listen to the show. Mm-hmm. Right. So while the show was happening, I was just scrolling Twitter, and I saw a gentleman that had quote tweeted a tweet. The original tweet was, "What is an accomplishment that you're proud of that isn't listed on your CV? A non-professional accomplishment. Hashtag interview questions." So this man named Patrick Meegan, who goes by @PatSweetPat, wound up quote tweeting it, and he wrote, "I was in a jail cell with Tom Morello one time, and he used my calling card number on the payphone to dial up K-Rock and talk to Kevin and Bean." And I knew that story, so I was like, oh, that's interesting that this is a guy in there. And then I looked at the comments, and people were like, no. Okay.
What do you mean?
So
no?
People were like,
well, it sounds
that's
like a Mad Lib. Yeah, it doesn't sound real.
It absolutely sounds like a Mad Lib. And then a little while later, Tom Morello quote tweeted his tweet and said, "It's true. We discussed hotel workers' rights and civil disobedience with my quote one call." And I thought, we need to talk to Patrick Meegan because mm-hmm. we know what it's like getting the call, and you know what it's like getting a little post-it note that said, "Hey, if Tom Morello calls from jail, definitely pick it up."
We got one of those from Steve-O too.
Mm-hmm.
A note saying, "Hey, if Steve-O calls from jail, collect.
Yeah.
Accept the charges."
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So we got a hold of Pat Sweet Pat, Patrick Meegan. And we're going to talk to him about what happened in that jail cell.
Hey, Patrick.
Hi, how are you?
We are good, thank you.
Good.
So you were in jail with Tom Morello. What, were you part of the group?
Yeah. There were, I think, like a couple hundred of us, honestly, who got arrested at this civil disobedience on Century Boulevard because there were hotel workers who were fighting for their right to unionize and bargain collectively. So... you know, several hundred of us sat down, this is 2006, sat down on Century Boulevard and made a lot of people miss their flights, so I apologize to anybody who didn't get to LAX that day. And and I got arrested and sent to jail, which was the whole point, and apparently Tom Morello did as well. And we apparently were in the same cell. These were big cells. There were maybe 20, 40 of us in there, and I doubt I knew who Tom Morello was. Like, I had seen Rage Against the Machine, like at like Lollapalooza or whatever. It's not like I was a huge fan. But then somebody yells out, "There's a payphone in this giant cell," and somebody and you need a calling card number to dial out. Apparently, and you know, none of us had our wallets. But somebody yells out, "Hey, does somebody know a calling card number so that this Rage Against the Machine guy can call Kevin and Bean?"
What a weird thing to hear in jail.
Yeah.
So, and you said, "Oh, I remember stuff." So you remembered your calling card number.
Yeah, but this was a time, like a not a great time in my life when I didn't have like long distance service on my phone for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. So like if I wanted to call my parents or something, I had to dial this calling card number, and so which I think maybe they were paying for. So maybe my parents called. They paid for Tom Morello.
Right. So they should have responded to that tweet.
Yeah, can we talk to them? Can you put them on the phone?
I'm sorry. I should have brought them in. But I was like, yeah, I know a calling card number. So I went over and I like just basically dictated the number for Tom Morello, And then I just went back to my bunk, and I didn't even stick around to, like, listen. Like, honestly, I didn't know, like, maybe he's calling his girlfriend or, you know, I don't even know who. His mom, or my mom, maybe, honestly. And
wouldn't have been great if he called your mom.
Would have been a bad look.
It would have been, the circle would have been
complete. It would have been awesome.
But then I just went back to my bunk, honestly.
Because you listened to Mark and Brian?
Yeah,
and you're like,
Mark
I want
Brian
no part of this?
No, because I was tired. I'd been up all night. I was
Got
in
it.
Jail. I'm
Got it.
Tired in jail.
Hey, I'm not judging.
Hey, Kate
Patrick, take it easy. I'm
way,
not judging.
The only way we're judging is if you make more traffic in Los Angeles.
No.
Yeah, okay, well, so judge me for that. But I, so I just went back to my bunk, honestly, and then kind of forgot about it. And, like, when I finally got out of jail, like, it didn't even occur to me to, like, follow up. Like, hey, did anyone listen to Kevin and Bean? So, and then, I don't know, it was, like, several years later, I was playing Guitar Hero with my kids, and there's, like, a one of the levels you have to compete against Tom Morello.
Right.
And so he appears on, you know, my video game screen. I'm like, oh, my God, I was in jail with that guy.
Your kids are like, Dad, what?
Wow. Dad's a badass.
Yeah. So, and then that was kind of it. Like I said, I never even knew if he got on. I knew he said he was calling K-Rock, but I didn't know for sure. And then, you know, and then I saw that tweet, so I tweeted what I did. And then immediately, you know, Ali responded. And I'm like, oh, I guess he did call in.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I was shocked. I've actually never even heard the call.
All right. Well, Patrick, I'm going to put you on hold, and you're going to hear it because we're going to play. We have about a three-minute clip of the call.
Okay.
Tom Morello calling us from jail using your card.
Yeah, while you're over in a bunk getting a tattoo. You got a jail tattoo while you're
First
there.
First of all, can we just discuss how quickly he claimed a bunk?
Yeah,
right?
Right? He's like, I went over to my bunk.
Was this
we were
bunk.
Here like 20 minutes.
Yeah, was this your first time in jail, Patrick?
I went over to, like, the biggest, toughest hotel worker I could find and punched him
in the face.
Punched him in the face.
Got to do it. You got to do it.
That's what you have to do. All right, here's the call from Tom Morello.
First, though, we shouldn't be blabbing because I think we've got a prisoner on the line, don't we?
We do, as a matter of fact. Tom Morello, apparently, is what I'm being told, is calling from jail.
Good morning, Tom.
What's going on, man? Calling you from jail. What up?
Calling us from jail.
Yeah.
Tom, I hope we're not your one phone call. Please tell me you already spoke with your attorney.
I need to request a new Muse song.
Now, Tom, dude. I saw a report that you were protesting, what was it, bad working conditions?
That's correct. Standing up for the hotel workers and demanding a living wage, and I wound up in jail. How about that?
How did that happen exactly? Why did you get arrested?
It was the largest act of civil disobedience in the history of Los Angeles, California, and I played a couple of songs as the night watchman, and then about 400 of us got dragged off to jail for blocking Century Boulevard.
So, Patrick, you were there as well.
I was, yeah. I was one of those folks.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, clearly, if
the
you were standing out...
Great.
Tom, if you were standing out in the street blocking traffic, you were basically asking to be arrested, though, right?
Yeah. It was civil disobedience. We knew what we were getting into. Yeah.
How do you find out about something like that?
The police are now summoning me here. I've got them.
Tell them to F off. Come on, yeah. Tom.
I gotta go, bro. I got the.
All right.
Let me give you a call. He's one of the organizers, and he knows what he's talking about.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks.
Why? You know why he didn't give us to Patrick? Because he was on his bunk.
He was on his bunk.
Aggressively on his
Patrick
bunk.
Patrick was yes. building a shiv over in the corner.
Got Tom Morello calling from jail.
Hey, I can't compete with Tom, but I can tell you whatever you want to hear.
Well, tell us how this.
Wait a second, Tom. Tom got some food and grub. I had to
shank a dude for some cranberry juice.
What's the food like, Tom? Did you just get some food?
They just took pity on me because we're starving in here. I was on a hunger strike earlier.
Hey, Tom, you. I hate to ask this because I know it's very serious, but you're a good-looking guy. Do you have a girlfriend named Bubba yet?
Dude, I'm running the cell block right now. All right.
Different time.
Listen, 2006. I may come for you after a comment like that.
How many times have you been in jail, Tom?
Is the FBI listening to this broadcast?
Probably.
I think this makes four. Sorry, there may be another call to that they may be getting ready to.
Four, Patrick. How many times have you been arrested?
Twice.
What was the other one?
Occupy LA. It was another civil disobedience.
Good for you. Patrick is a he's a real protester.
All right.
Frisk you. Hose you down.
Someone let me know if they call my name.
Request a cavity search. That's fun.
Yeah, well, we're long past that.
Okay.
I survived that one.
You know, a lot of little boys and girls grew up thinking how glamorous the life of a rock star is. I think they might be surprised if they look at Tom.
You have to put your guitar where your mouth is. And this is one of those instances where I'm really, you know, proud to stand up with the hotel workers, even though we're spending the night in jail.
What happens to you? What can they do to you with this arrest? Is it just you pay a fine and you get out, or do you have to then go back?
I'm still in jail right now trying to figure that out. It's so,
okay.
It's so, I'm ready to go toe-to-toe in the middle of the cell. Right
are they giving you any kind of an indication of how long this is going to take?
We've heard now from 2 to 48 more hours.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Do you have a coffee cup that you can bang along the bars?
That's what we've been doing.
Okay, good. All right.
Okay,
well,
thanks for having me. I got to go, bro.
Anytime, man.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Tom. Bye-bye. Patrick, how long did it take?
We were in there, I want to say we were in there about like 24 hours, but like because it was, you know, such a pre-planned thing and there were like state senators and like, you know, city council people in there too. And they all got out mysteriously after about a half hour.
Yeah,
what? Right. Yep. How is that possible?
The rest of us had to hang out there for a while.
For about 24 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, when he's not occupying L.A. or fighting for hotel work, he is a writer on The Family Guy, which is amazing. Patrick, right?
Yeah. Writer for Family Guy. Ralph Garman does a lot of voices there.
He's the pal, yeah.
Dang. Awesome, yeah.
Well, very cool. Right.
Oh, I thought you were the classical saxophonist. But you're you're the writer?
No. And there's also, I've got two, like, doppelgangers out there. It's like a journalist in New Hampshire that is also me, and they're all terrible.
Well, they're not going to jail twice in their life, tell you that much.
Right.
No, they are not.
Tough guy Patrick Meegan from Family Guy.
Patrick, thanks for talking to us this morning. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye now. Bye. All right. It is 6:52 now. Time for What's Happening. Here's Allie.
It was a heavy, heavy meeting yesterday after the show because Christine announced that Lil Bub, one of the most famous cats on the internet, had passed away at the age of 8 years old.
Yeah, we sobbed for hours.
And instantly, Jensen's like, I got a picture with Lil Bub. And Dave's like, I have a picture with Lil Bub. Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, let's post all our pictures with Lil Bub. And Kevin and I were like, oh, cats. Owner.
I do just want to let you know. I held him one time.
Yeah.
It was at an event where we taped him for something. And he just felt like a bag of guts.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Like that is
like there was
awful.
There was no
way to talk about the dead.
There was no bones or anything. It just felt like you were holding like a pillowcase filled with screws. Do you know what I mean?
No, I don't.
No, pillowcase with screws.
It felt like a Johnny Walker bag filled with marbles.
Okay.
Like it was really beautiful.
It doesn't sound beautiful.
Just let him work it out.
Okay.
It felt like, I mean, hear me out. This one's a little rougher.
Yep.
Okay.
Rougher.
It felt like a testicle sack filled with washers.
Go on.
It felt like a balloon, an empty balloon, not one that you've blown up.
Mm-hmm.
With toenails in it. But tons of toenails.
Man.
Thousands of them.
Why would you end up in any way holding Lil Bub?
I asked for it. But
why?
It was weird.
Where were you?
We were taping YouTube Comedy Week or something I was writing on, and I was only excited about Lil Bub. Everyone was on this thing. It was like Seth Rogen and Amy Poehler and Hannibal. All these people were doing bits.
Jensen, for those of you that don't know, has written on
a bunch of comedy things.
Yeah, a bunch of comedy things and like award shows.
Yeah,
and
award shows. And so, and I wanted to like meet Lil Bub more than anyone on the lineup.
So
I went up to the guy and he's like, absolutely. And I think in the picture I'm holding him, but I also think he's holding his hand. He's holding the bag.
The bag. Lil Bub?
He's a bag. He felt like a bag. And it felt like he was holding him up in my hands and then I'm holding him, but he won't look at the camera. But it's a beautiful shot.
Is it?
I think so.
So what?
Where is that shot?
I put it on. I put it on my Instagram stories. You can see it. Yeah. Right. Oh, and we also put it on at Kevin and Bean.
Okay.
On social media.
What is wrong with Lil Bub that he feels like a testicle sack?
Yeah.
Of
you know
toenails?
What? I didn't ask. I just know that there was definitely something wrong with him internally.
Like, it's a bone issue?
I would assume so. Because it felt like. It felt like a cloud.
Uh-huh.
A cloud.
But inside the cloud were thousands of pens. Do you know what I mean? Like it was soft, but then you felt things poking out. It was very weird.
That doesn't seem cool.
But again, it was beautiful.
That's my favorite.
It was beautiful.
Very, very moving. Because he didn't have a lot of emotion or bones, but he had a lot of heart. And that was...
Like, you could feel it?
Well, his heart felt like a to-go bag. You know, the ones they give you that are like sheer? Do you know what I'm talking about? It says, like, have a nice day on them.
Right.
It felt like that, filled with shoes. Like, it was heavy, but also very light.
Could you feel it pulsating?
Yes.
Okay.
It was like you felt like the guts and all the moving parts.
Oh.
Very weird, but rest in peace, little bub.
Yeah.
You're a good dude.
Is he a good dude?
He was. I think so. He had problems. There's no doubt.
Right. Internally, what about the pens and the clouds?
Internally, there was a problem inside.
According
for sure.
to this article, little bub is a chick.
Oh, rest in peace, female.
Rest in peace, female.
I didn't know little bub was a chick.
You should really write Hallmark cards. According to this, said unexpectedly passed away peacefully in her sleep.
Mm-hmm.
That is the statement from her owner, Mike.
Right. I met him.
You met Mike. Mike's yeah. the one
what
that
was he like?
Holding.
Bit of a hipster.
Okay.
Yeah, I was. I realized.
Did you hold him?
Him?
Uh-huh.
He felt like
mm-hmm.
a burlap sack.
Okay.
Filled with laptops. Like it was it was more rough.
Yeah.
But and again, little
maybe
bub.
The same disease, edges. Little bub.
I hope rest in peace to her.
Yeah. Well, apparently bub was battling a persistent and aggressive bone infection
I
recently.
Knew it!
But Mike
it.
Was
what?
Still shocked by her death.
I knew it. I knew
Very
it was a
sad.
Bone thing.
Were you one of Lil Bub's over 2.3 million followers?
I believe on the gram. I was at one point. I don't know if I stuck with.
Oh, I guarantee you are.
Maybe, yeah.
But Dave, too, by the way.
Dave is 100%. A big supporter.
Yeah.
Well,
we met up last year after the show. And
I'm sorry?
Dave and I met up after the show. We poured out a little bit of cat food. We just met outside, opened up the bag, and just poured it out.
You guys had cat food here?
Well, no, we went and bought it.
Okay.
I'm actually wearing Lil Bub socks right now.
Oh.
By the way, that is... I know Dave.
You know what...
Not an exaggeration or a joke.
You know what's kind of funny?
Yeah.
Lil Bub felt like, when I held him, a sock.
Uh-huh.
Right. A full sock.
Filled with Dave's feet.
Inside that sock, pins. Like enamel pins. Hundreds of them.
Okay.
And it was gross, but beautiful.
But, yeah.
Rest in peace, female.
Rest in peace.
By the way, Bub,
I
would think is a
little
male name.
Yeah,
no,
it was a bit confusing, but the whole thing was confusing.
Yeah,
cat
was
beautiful.
Cat was a mess, but beautiful.
Beautiful.
Rest in peace, female.
Guys, it's a real weird segment, I want to go home.
I did, for the record,
I wanted to keep going.
I do really. Jokes aside, there was something about holding that cat that meant a lot to me.
Really?
Yes, it felt insane. You know how you
because
have, your
like,
whole life you touch a cat. Your whole life you're like, this is a cat. And then you hold the cat. Mm-hmm. And then you hold another cat that is a completely different feeling. It was very odd. Very odd.
Yeah, that's life-changing.
It was like pulsating. I felt like the veins, the blood going through it. No bones. He died of bone problems.
Yeah, he had
he had to have bones then.
Bone infection. Yeah, you'd think to have an infection in the bone, you'd have to actually have bone.
Every foot is like a story.
What I hear.
That's what I've always said.
That was a...
Wow. Did you expect that one story to...
No.
Okay.
No, that was a 7-minute Lil Bub chunk.
Yes, it was.
And that means a lot.
It's a jacked up cat, but...
Is it
beautiful.
Bad of me that I'm? Is it bad that I'm judgmental of people who are that excited to hold an internet cat?
You didn't
cat?
Do it,
no,
man.
No, it's
an
not
internet cat.
It's
right?
You didn't nothing do it. To feel bad about because Jensen is out of his
okay,
mind.
You didn't
thank
do
you.
It.
Thank
yeah.
You didn't do it.
It doesn't make any difference.
Well, top 10 moments.
It's
for
a cat.
Top 10 moments.
Above or below Adler?
Well, above. Birth of Adler, wedding. Just five other things, little bub.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's ranked lesser than Lil Bub?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
I mean,
graduating high school.
Okay. All right.
Graduating college. Both those things didn't mean that much to me. It was great, but
the leather pants he got from his mom.
Oh, twice.
Mm-hmm. Twice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Some birthdays for you. Tiffany Haddish, Anna Klumsky, Ozzy Osbourne, Julianne Moore, Amanda Seyfried, and Seyfried? Is that right?
Well, we already blew the other one. I think it's Seyfried.
Listen, I just learned how to say Anna Klumsky.
Klumsky.
I don't know.
C-H is the Klumsky. K in that case.
Yeah, that's crazy. But Seyfried, it could be Seyfried.
Rest
could
in
be.
Peace, female.
Seyfried.
Seyfried?
I thought.
Oh, no.
I think.
This is where Dave usually comes in, man. Knowing how you say the last name.
That's never
considering
correct.
Considering that he's listening.
And Brendan Fraser, although it's just an S, so is it Fraser?
No, it's
I mean,
Fraser.
There's so many.
It's Fraser.
I know.
It's said with a K. Fraker.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm. Klumsky?
No. It's Klumsky.
We got a pair of floor tickets for both nights of the K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas. 1 hour from right now, you're going to have to play a game. Omar is in the studio with us now.
Hey, how are you?
Beer Mug is as well.
Yo!
What happened over the weekend?
Well, I DJ'd a wedding. I do weddings on the side almost DJ every Omar weekend.
DJOmarKhan.com.
Yes, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And for this particular wedding, it was fans of the Kevin and Bean Show. Mm-hmm. And we had Shannon and Lloyd on because I pitched Beer Mug to officiate the wedding.
Oh, you pitched? That was your idea?
Yeah, because when they were kind of interviewing me for the DJ gig, they were kind of saying, like, yeah, would you think Beer Mug would be a good kind of fit? And I was like, you know what? I think Beer Mug would do an excellent job because I've worked with him doing mitzvahs. You know, we did a bar mitzvah together, and he was great. So I vouched for Beer Mug.
Okay, but hold on. That's sort of a hype man position.
That's an MC hype man position, and that is different than saying you may now kiss the bride. You know, that's a much more serious job.
I don't know. I just thought he would be great. Okay. So I vouched for them, and we had Shannon and Lloyd on, and
we tried to talk her out of it.
Right. Yeah, and they finally agreed, and they said, yep, sign us up. We want Beer Mug to officiate the wedding. And I was like, okay, cool.
Wow.
So my client's about a month out. I always, you know, get the details and finalize everything. So I hit up Beer Mug about a month prior to the wedding. I'm like, hey, dude, get in contact with them and kind of, you know, figure things out. This is on you. It's not on me anymore,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, of course.
Right. So... 2 weeks before the wedding, hey, Muggs, have you reached out?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
But you know Muggs. This is why you're reaching out to him, right?
Yeah, exactly. Right? And by the way, I know how Muggs works, and I know he's not going to let me down. This is the weird thing about Beer Mug, so I'm not really sweating it. So a week out. Now I'm starting to sweat a little.
Yeah,
So the groom's, you know, like hitting us up. Hey, have you been ordained, Beer Mug?
No.
like, I mean, that is important.
Happening? Right. So... Beer Mug sends me a text. The wedding is happening on Saturday. He sends me a text on Friday about 6 p.m. Hey, what time's the ceremony? This is like 22 hours before the ceremony.
Wow.
Okay. And then I was like, well, I think it's around 4. And then 2 hours later, he sends me another text. He's like, hey, to get ordained, am I supposed to pay?
No. Oh, my gosh.
No, I mean, my guess would be it takes 24 hours to be a minister. I'm probably wrong.
Let me tell you something. It takes literally typing in your first and last name and the city you live in to be ordained. It is like that.
What, okay. Universal Life Church?
Universal Life Church.
Did you just send him a dollar?
Nothing.
I got ripped off. I sent him a dollar. That's nonsense.
So when everything's, he gets ordained and, we're starting the ceremony and...
I mean, Beer Mug, did you talk to them? Did you get their history?
So all the panic a week leading up, I still hadn't talked to them. So in the email chain that Omar copied me on, Shannon was like, hey, we haven't heard from Beer Mug yet. I'm kind of getting nervous. Has he been ordained? So I called them literally the Saturday before the wedding to get a little
info. Okay, good.
So it's ceremony time, and Beer Mug shows up, and he's running a little late because it was raining that day. And, you know, understandably, it's his first wedding, and he has a little bit of butterflies in his stomach. But here, let's play the start of the ceremony, and you guys will be the judge.
First of all, we'd like to thank everybody, all the friends and loved ones, gathered here today to celebrate the union of Lloyd and Shannon. First, a couple things I want to get checked off before we get going. Did everybody get their Black Friday shopping done? Okay, good. Number two, very humbled and honored to be here to officiate this wedding. The way that Lloyd and Shannon found me was through one of their favorite radio morning shows, the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock.
Don't bring us into that. Do not do that.
So my radio personality name is Beer Mug. You might have heard of me. But today, I will be officiant Beer Mug. So I wanted to introduce myself real quick. So thank you guys for having me. I'm very humbled.
Great start.
This joyous occasion marks the beginning
of a
special
So aside from a couple
chapter,
of stammers and stumbles,
yeah.
your mother is doing great.
Great.
Yeah,
I was really nervous.
Not bad.
Yeah,
I was
really nervous.
Great personality.
Totally.
And you're nervous because this is maybe the most important day to them.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to screw it up.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Right. So the ceremony goes along, and he even kind of like, you know, personalizes it to their personalities.
They immediately discovered their tremendous mutual love for football, even though they had different teams. Lloyd, a lifelong Niners fan, and Shannon backing the Saints. Shannon, congratulations for the Thursday night win. Lloyd, good luck on Sunday. You're playing a tough team.
I think the one thing that Beer Mug has is the likability.
I don't hate it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's got that likability
mm-hmm.
factor. So he does pretty great. And if there was any kind of problem, maybe this was the biggest one.
No.
Today, Lloyd and Shannon have chosen to take this step.
Uh-oh.
Turn my pages here.
How many pages?
Lloyd
you
and Shannon, please join hands.
But again, he plays it off really well.
Yeah.
It was not
yeah.
a big
a
deal.
Giant book.
Yeah.
It was, how many pages were there?
It was about 7 pages in a leather-bound like binder.
Okay. Yeah. When everything was said and done, the whole ceremony was about 10 minutes long, mm-hmm. and here he is closing it out.
All right. Now, this is the first time I've ever said this, so I'm very excited. By the power vested in me, by the Universal Life Church, and by the state of California, I am happy to pronounce Lloyd and Shannon as husband and wife. You may kiss your bride, Lloyd.
Oh, Mugs.
Very good, right?
Excellent job.
That was really good.
That was great.
Yes.
Okay. Now, let's go. What you guys don't know is that Lloyd and Shannon also hired him to MC the reception party.
Oh,
they already had classy mugs.
Yes. Yeah.
Now they're asking for the real mugs.
Yeah. Yeah. Do it all, baby.
So they have a wedding. Wedding MC here, and so this is a Beer Mug before the grand entrance, kind of trying to hype the people up.
Sure.
Oh no!
All right, you guys, it's about that time where we start this party. You guys ready to party? I love it. All right.
Could have been a little bit more energy. I think I was on an adrenaline dump from the ceremony.
Sure.
So I was like, I got to kind of psych myself up again. So it could have been better.
And you know, when you're hosting a wedding, it's like hosting a red carpet. There's a certain amount of cheesiness that kind of goes to it. You have to kind of cheese it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But Beer Mug, I think, did well. Here's a little piece of the grand entrance.
There they are. Looking beautiful. Next up, Teresa, escorted by Felipe.
That's a wedding party right there.
Not bad.
He's great.
Not bad.
He's great.
Just wait for it.
Okay.
So then,
is coming up.
So as the night progresses, he's feeling the crowd. He's getting more comfortable on the microphone. And that's like the biggest mistake you can get, you know, when you get really comfortable. So here he is introing the maid of honor for her speech.
Maid of honor, Jenny. Here she comes. Jenny from the block.
Oh,
here you go.
Come on, man.
He's got a little comfortable and a little bit of vodka.
I like it.
Come on, man.
Okay, so now the party started. Okay, when I do my gigs by myself, I do the basic introductions. I do everything. But when it's party time, I'm off the mic.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I don't talk. I don't try to get people on the dance floor. That's not my jam. However, Lloyd and Shannon hired Beer Mug to do his thing.
Okay.
And
mm-hmm.
I was, and he was like an
so
artist.
So they wanted him to do that?
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
It was just like, I told Beer Mug, you do your thing, whatever you're feeling, do, because that's what you're here for. Okay.
All right.
So he just decides that he's just going to talk over songs,
yes.
I guess.
Yes.
So this is clip number one.
If you guys know the dance to this one, I expect to see it. Oldie but goodie.
You're like, oh, oh. Like, he's like the DJ Khaled of weddings.
Oldie but goodie.
Another one.
As the night goes on, he gets more comfortable.
Oh man!
Whenever I DJ, I never plan out my sets. I mean, I'm like a what you call like an open format DJ. Mm-hmm. I'm going anywhere from
feel
guns
the room.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And by the way, book me for your wedding, people. DJArmacon.com. Mm-hmm. I'm really good.
Me too.
Yeah. So he sees that I'm going to go from a Britney song into a Shaggy song, and we have to make a last call announcement.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, hey, dude, before he pulls me aside, before you go into...
These are always the best ideas.
Yeah, yeah.
When he pulls you aside.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like, before you go into Shaggy, give me kind of like a little instrumental kind of thing.
No, not Shaggy.
And I'm going to do something. Yes, right?
Yes.
No.
And this happens.
All right, you guys. It is last call for alcohol. Mm-hmm. Last call for alcohol. You got about 15 minutes. Last call for alcohol.
Oh, no,
if you can hear my voice, last call for alcohol. I didn't make up the rules. I just follow them. It wasn't me.
Smack that post.
I'm going to say I don't hate it.
Okay. I honestly wish you actually did your Shaggy.
Same with me.
Oh, wait.
All right.
Oh, well, the Shaggy love doesn't stop there because this started happening.
It wasn't me. It wasn't me.
Oh my god.
It wasn't me.
We got it.
Yeah.
Like really?
Oh my god.
Amazing.
Like the crowd there is probably. By the way, everybody was into it.
Oh yeah.
It wasn't like, you know, they were like, what are you doing?
What's he
like,
doing?
Yeah, everybody was totally into it. It was a great time.
When I stopped saying it wasn't me, because I thought I was getting annoying, one guy looked at me, he's like, what are you, come on!
Keep the party going, what's wrong with you?
Okay, so Beer Mug had a couple of drinks, but he was not smashed.
Okay.
But here he is yelling at the bride and groom, and he sounds like he's blasted, but he's really not. Check it out.
Lloyd and Shannon, get on in here, Lloyd and Shannon.
Superstar. Here's some more magic.
On fire!
And the way he's just yelling, on fire!
On fire!
And then I think at certain times he would forget that he left the mic open and he would just sing along to his songs.
Whoa.
He's just singing along at a wedding.
What do you want for mugs though, right?
And then he's like pointing out obvious things.
Oh, we got the train going! We got it!
We got it! That's it! That's his announcement! We got it! We
it's
got
the train,
it!
Train, everybody!
Yeah. And this is the final clip. Here he is closing out the reception.
All right, you guys, one more time, give it up for the bride and groom! You guys were awesome. Thank you so much. Have a safe drive home if you're going home. Enjoy Football Sunday tomorrow. My name is Beer Mug. That's DJ Omar Khan. You guys are awesome.
You don't hear the crowd that much because you only hear Muggs' mic, but the crowd is going insane.
Really?
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Muggs.
They were on the dance floor the entire night.
Good job, Muggs.
So, I mean, you know, honestly.
DJOmarKhan.com, hire Muggs.
Yes. Yeah. So it's been nice working with you guys.
He's got a new gig. We're doing a toy drive.
Mm-hmm. We're doing a toy drive. Yeah. And you can join the whole Kevin and Bean cast. It's going to be going down in Culver City at Fire Station Number 1. That's in downtown Culver City. It's happening Thursday from 12 to 2 p.m.
Yeah.
If you don't know where Culver City Fire Station Number 1 is, it's at 9600 Culver Boulevard. Here's the thing. From 12 to 2, we're going to be down there. All we ask is that you bring a new unwrapped toy to donate to Spark of Love, and we're going to be just chit-chatting, getting to know you, and giving away tickets to K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas, so there will be prizes.
Mm-hmm.
So not only are you doing a nice thing, you might be rewarded for it. And if you can't join us tomorrow from 12 to 2, you can always bring a new unwrapped toy to donate to Spark of Love
it's
at any...
Thursday, right?
Thursday,
12 Thursday. To 2.
Yes.
Okay. You said tomorrow, so.
I did?
Yeah, just a second ago. It's all right.
Well, Thursday, 12 to 2.
Thursday, 12 to 2.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Culver City, okay. Fire Station Number 1.
Jensen, you took Adler to see Santa?
I did. First Christmas ever for the young boy, for the king. And so we got him all
Can
dressed.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Why?
Why did we do it?
Just because he's too young to...
Well, here's the thing.
Appreciate?
We used to say there's no way we're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's so stupid.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even really want to lie to the kid. Like, we just want to have fun. It's be exciting.
Right.
And then you have the kid.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, you know, it'd be cute. Him on Santa's lap. Like, you, it just, no matter how hard you hope you're not going to become that parent,
right.
You immediately do.
And so we rushed. It was like the first day that the NGA Topanga Mall, we all know I'm obsessed with it. It was the first day they had that Santa out. We ran down there, and you don't know what you're going to get into. You know what I mean? Like these, you see pictures of kids like just bawling their eyes out on yes. Santa's lap. Like this is the first time that they've ever really been held by a complete stranger.
And that's why we're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067 about mall Santa horror stories.
Yeah, like what's the worst you've experienced?
I assume it's could be kids screaming, but other parents?
I mean, way worse. Or
Santa?
I mean, some terrible things could happen.
Oh, line cutters?
Yes, line cutters, right?
Now, since we did it so early... We walked right up. I mean, they were concerned about how early we were. Like, Santa was like, are you sure you don't want to wait till closer to December? We said, no, we're in this thing. And I guess I really braced myself for a disaster. And the good news is it was an incredibly easy experience.
Oh, that's good.
The boy just sat on Santa's lap. I think he was a little confused for a second. The Santa had a real beard. It wasn't like, you know, it was a real Santa. We had a real Santa. That's what I'm saying.
Well, it's obviously
and
the
so
real Santa.
It's the real Santa. And
they
so,
all are.
Yeah. And so he just, one thousand, two thousand, took a bunch of photos. They asked if we wanted to put a hat on our boy, I think because there was no line and no one else was thinking of even purchasing it.
Plus so much hair.
Right. We put the hat on him. It looked even cuter. They sent us the photos and that was the end of the story. But it made me think, what disasters could I have faced? I mean, it could have been brutal.
Yeah. And Adler's young to be doing it too. Usually,
5 months.
Yeah, usually it's a little bit older. Those are the ones that have the real breakdowns.
Well, we would have brought a fetus at that point. I mean, we were purely so excited to be there.
All right.
So excited.
A fetus is odd, but okay.
I did not think that I would have so much joy bringing my boy to the Santa.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And he's Jewish.
Right?
I mean,
well, that was a problem. Santa did say he feels a little warm.
No, he did not.
It feels like he's heating up. Could he be Jewish?
Nope. You are
not
a
true.
Liar.
It was very
that
odd.
Did not
and
happen.
Then he said, where's the boy's yarmulke?
Nope.
And I was like, he doesn't wear it. It was very, no. Santa was a little rude
no.
about the
Jew None
thing.
Of that happened. And I meant that you were Jewish, not Adler.
Oh, he's also. But yes, Santa was fine with him being Jewish. I mean, he did make him wear the yellow thing on his arm, but that was fine. It didn't show in the picture. It didn't show in the picture, which is fine. You couldn't see it. We turned him a certain way.
1-800-520-1067 is the phone number for mall Santa horror stories.
Did you used to take
it? It could
kid?
Be the Santa, by the way, as well.
Oh, Santa. Obviously, if you're a Santa, please.
I don't remember taking my kids. I'm sure I did at some point, but not every year for...
Really?
I don't think so.
But I don't know.
I don't think because they were not interested. So it's like, okay, well, if you don't want to go.
Because Adler's so young, but I.
Because some of us care about our kids. Right. Well, so if they say they don't want to go, then we don't take them.
Oh, no, I'll be 100% right? pushing my kid every. Okay. I mean, he'll be 25 and I'll be like, it's time for you to go to Santa.
Yeah, okay. I was 14 and my parents are like, let's go to the Oaks. And I'm like, we can't anymore. It's creepy. Now it's just
I'm driving
wrong.
You guys.
Right.
he asked me why I have a wedding ring. Right. It's like, it's getting a little weird now.
So 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls. Just ahead of Blur, let's take one phone call on mall Santa horror stories because it just seems like parents, kids, Santas.
It's a real setup for disaster.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. We're going to go to Dan now in Pico Rivera. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. So here's my situation. I took my kids to the mall. We waited an hour in line and we're next in line. And all of a sudden, Santa has to leave and they have to start cleaning. Turns out the kid in front of us totally peed all over Santa.
Oh,
and, no.
Yeah. And then they have to, like, the elves were mopping it up. It was,
well, that's a
it
lot
was
of
awkward.
Pee. That's a lot. Mopping it up. Oh, so Santa had to go change.
Yeah. And my kids were like, where's Santa going? I'm like, oh, he has to go get more gifts and more elves, you know?
Nice.
So,
how long did it take?
I don't know, it was about 15 minutes, but they didn't tell us. And you could tell they were rushed. Like, oh, my God, we got a line. We got kids. Go, 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 go.
Yeah, I can imagine. That just must be a nightmare. Peeing on Santa.
The nice thing is, at least they put, like, a nice little air freshener smell so they didn't reek. So,
Daddy, Santa smells like urine. Probably a terrible, terrible thing to hear.
All right, 1-800-520-1067. Thank you, Dan, for the call. We will take your calls on mall Santas and how badly it went. Coming up next, we're talking about mall Santas and how badly that can go sometimes. 1-800-520-1067. Let's start with Craig. He's calling from Northridge. Good morning, Craig.
Hey, guys.
So what happened?
So when I was a kid, my mom had taken me and my sister and a bunch of our cousins to the mall to see Santa. And the Santa that we had this, like, little miniature train that went around the perimeter of the area.
Okay.
Yeah,
and it was big enough.
it was big enough for kids to ride on. So all right. It would have kids riding atop it. So me and my sister were playing around, and I had pushed her and knocked her into this white picket fence that had went around the perimeter of the train. Mm-hmm. And the fence fell on the tracks.
Oh, no.
And we derailed.
Oh, no. Wait, were there people on it?
There were kids on it, yeah. Oh. It didn't, like, tip.
Train
it
wasn't
like the disaster you're probably picturing in your head.
just dominoes falling off this train track.
I like how funny Craig finds it.
It was a bad day.
They wound up having to hold up like the whole situation for like a good half hour, 45 minutes, and it was a really busy day.
Yeah.
And people were, my mom wanted to just, you never wanted to see somebody leave children in the mall so fast in your life.
I mean, they got to clean the blood up, too.
Just
so
devastation. They got
weeks to get that stain out.
Thank you for the call, Craig. We appreciate that. Let's go to Garrett in Beverly Hills. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Fucking mall Santas.
Hey. Yeah, so we went to a mall Santa, and it took about an hour and a half to get to the front of the line. And the entire time, my brother, whose name is Devin, was like getting really antsy and annoyed that we were waiting so long. And so by the time we got there, the Santa sees us and he goes, "Kevin, you made it." And the look on my brother's face, he turns to me and he's like, "I thought Santa knew all of us and you know, all the kids and everything." And so the entire rest of the way home, he's like literally doubting Santa. So the look that we have on the pictures is like, he's just like, wait, no, Santa's not real. And from then on, it was just like, Santa's not real.
He did
but
the
of
math.
Course, we know he is, Garrett.
Right,
for
he is,
anybody
and
listening,
wrong.
We know he is.
And that was wrong. Absolutely. Every mall has the real Santa.
And to be called Kevin, I mean, the devastation,
right?
Garrett.
It's an insult.
Kevin, you're such a disease.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Sherry in Redondo Beach. Good morning, Sherry.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
So I worked as a marketing manager for a mall in Arizona. It was like an outlet mall. And, you know, we have our tree lighting. Santa comes, spent a lot of money. I think this was a very good Santa. But there was a really weird smell, and all the little kids were wondering what it was.
Oh,
and it was basically a real-life drunk Santa.
Oh.
And what he would do was, this is true, I'm not lying about this, he was drinking, he was an alcoholic, obviously, mm-hmm. and he would take his lunch break, and the hotel we put him up in, he would go over there and drink on his lunch break, and on one special day, the next day, he got into a fight with a couple patrons.
Oh, no!
And they arrested him, and we had to fire him, and we were Santa-less for like 3 days before Christmas.
Sherry, what's it like firing Santa?
Right?
Well, I unfortunately did not have to fire Santa. My boss did, but considering the circumstances and the police showing up at Santa's house.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Mom, yeah. So I felt sad, but it was funny because I was sitting here thinking, man, this is a real-life drunk Santa story.
Yeah, it's a bad Santa, yeah.
Comments about the alcohol, like, you could smell it. And I kind of walked in and smelled it, but I did not want to believe that Santa would do that because that's not Santa.
Yeah, we all don't. It's just the elf's juice. He was drinking a little of the elf's juice.
Right,
okay,
exactly.
That's disgusting.
Yes. Thank you for the call, Sherry. We appreciate that. All right, let's go to Mary in Los Angeles. Good morning, Mary.
Hi, guys. Morning.
Hi there.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Basically, I used to manage a Santa house at a very popular location here in L.A.,
mm-hmm.
and we hire our Santas from, like, a very pristine, like, Santa school type thing, but our normal Santa got a little older, started getting more tired, so we brought in a rotating Santa to kind of filter out when he can take his breaks and all that. This rotating Santa used to tell kids about his war stories.
Wait. What?
When Santa was in Vietnam? Like?
What?
Yeah, so basically all of our Santa experiences were recorded through a mic that Santa wore. It was recorded through video, and we had a parent come back and complain, saying, "You guys need to watch this and tell me why this happened." And it was him telling this kid how many kill shots he had.
Oh, no.
The medals he had.
Santa is telling him how many kill shots he's had.
And this child is basically just sitting there wide-eyed, looking at this senile old man talk about his war experiences and how he was away from his loved ones and how he never spent any holidays with his family.
Oh, my God.
Santa lost a lot of friends that day on Normandy.
Yeah.
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Coming up just after the top of the hour, we have a pair of tickets to both nights of the K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas on the floor.
Ooh.
Plus, you also get tickets in the Bud Light Platinum VIP party.
A big deal.
Nice.
So that's coming up just after 8. We're going to play a game first. Allie's here. What's happening?
Well, Jensen has just been like, hey, Allie, you can talk about Giving Tuesday. It's Giving Tuesday. Yes. Are you going to talk about Giving Tuesday? Mm-hmm. Why don't you talk about Giving Tuesday?
Well, very excited. Giving Tuesday always happens after Thanksgiving. It's the first Tuesday after Thanksgiving and Black Friday and Cyber Monday and all these times that you're sort of encouraged to spend money on yourself and the things that you want to get people for gifts. Well, this Tuesday is a movement today to create an International Day of Charitable Giving to start the holiday season. So instead of spending all that money on the new TV that the $200 off, just donate to a charity of your choice. I'm going to be giving money today to the American Humane Society, a great animal pets charity that helps those in need, our little furry friends in need. So, you know, I ask you to do the same.
Do we have to give to your charity?
No, any charity.
Okay, you can
give to any charity that you want. And a lot of places actually have specials that run like, we'll match every dollar, or this company is helping out as well as, you know, to a certain amount. So go give money. It feels
good. Let's say you can't think of a charity, though.
Okay.
Then you go Friends and Helpers.
Friends and Helpers would be a great charity to give to.
There you go. My charity is called Allie Need to Eat.
And it doesn't seem like it has the credentials needed.
Oh, no. It's a 401k.
501c3.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. All right. Sounds like for profit to me a little bit.
I said 401k.
That is a good charity to give to your 401k.
It is. But that is great to mention that today is Giving Tuesday. Well, it's weird to follow up with this story, but I assume when I was out, you guys talked all about perennium sunning.
We did. Nor the taint.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, letting the sun hit it.
Yeah, letting the sun hit it. Because it's apparently good for health. No, it's not. It's just you're putting your beehole in the sun.
Wait, have you tried it?
I have not, Kevin.
All right, well, how do you know?
Okay,
don't knock it until you try it.
Here's the thing. Actor Josh Brolin has tried it. He gave the hot new wellness trend perennium sunning a whirl with some disastrous results that, quote, left his pucker hole sunburned. The No Country for Old Men actor revealed the effect of tanning his bum in an Instagram post. He stated, quote, my pucker hole is crazy burned, and I was going to go spend the day with my family shopping, and instead I'm icing and using aloe and burn creams because of the severity of the pain. He then posted a photo of a naked man lying on his back with his legs in the air as the sun kisses his posterior region. He followed it up with, I don't know who the F thought of this stupid S, but F you nonetheless, seriously. Josh Brolin's...
By the way, that's on Josh.
Yeah, Josh Brolin's butthole is...
is burned.
Is burned to the point where he couldn't go shopping with his family.
That sounds awful, and that is bad. But I have a cousin.
Oh, no.
What?
And I do. I do. His name is Tim. He has it really bad. He doesn't have a butthole, he can't eat fiber.
Sounds like a problem.
It's super rough for the dude.
Yeah.
My cousin Tim doesn't have a butthole, and he can't eat fiber. My cousin Tim doesn't have a butthole, and he can't eat fiber. My cousin Tim doesn't have a butthole, and he can't eat fiber. My cousin Tim doesn't have a butthole, and he can't eat fiber. What's the atomic weight of mercury?
You know what? Maybe Tim is the only one that's winning in this, because even if he suns it, it's just the whole kind of crease that would get burned.
Good point.
It's not the actual pucker.
No. So even if it rubs up, rubs up against it.
Not a problem.
Good point.
By the way, if you would like to get a...
So Tim without the butthole is the lucky one?
Yeah, Tim is lucky.
Okay, all right.
If you would like to download that, it's on Spotify. Just look up Fartin' Scorsese and my cousin Tim. Everything I just said is true.
Totally real.
It is on Spotify.
Yeah.
Fartin' Scorsese is who you have to look up to get my cousin Tim, who doesn't have a butthole.
We're pretty good.
And he can't eat fiber there on Spotify. So, Josh, we're thinking about you and your butthole.
Yeah.
Guys, this is something. A Washington Post restaurant critic unwittingly exposed a man for cheating on his wife in a post about a restaurant. He included a picture of the restaurant, and a woman saw it and was like, yeah, it's not me eating with my husband. So she wrote to him and said, "Well, Tom, your latest review is accompanied by a picture of my husband dining with a woman who isn't me."
Hmm.
Once confronted with photographic evidence, he confessed to having an ongoing affair. "Just thought you'd be amused to hear your part in the drama. This Thanksgiving, I'm grateful to you for exposing a cheat." Mm. Is that real?
Yes, I've heard of these stories before where, wow. Like Google Street, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, they'll see someone like going into your house.
Yeah, like they've heard of people getting caught cheating from that.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
I've
heard crazy stories.
I've heard of people getting caught cheating when they're like, "Why? Ow. Oof." And then they go to the doctor, and the doctor's like, "You have chlamydia." And you're like, "I only have sex with my husband." And they're like, "Ask your husband where he got chlamydia."
I have a similar story.
Really?
About someone I know.
Yeah.
Who found out their husband had crabs.
Oh.
And same, you know, like where to get crabs, whatever. And he was like, "I must have got it from a public toilet seat."
Yeah, no.
He got away with it.
Oh,
he
well, did. You're,
yes, really? The wife was like, "You must have used some terrible toilet seat."
Your friend is an idiot.
Yes.
And
it worked.
No, I mean her.
Oh,
she's
yes.
The idiot.
She's a total moron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo. Good Lord.
Did I tell you about Tim? I told you about the cousin Tim.
No.
"My cousin Tim doesn't have a butthole, and he can't eat fiber. My cousin Tim doesn't have a butthole, and he can't eat fiber. My cousin Tim doesn't have a butthole, and he can't eat fiber. My cousin Tim doesn't have a butthole, and he can't eat fiber. What's the atomic weight of mercury?"
What did he do for Thanksgiving?
Tim?
Yeah.
He doesn't go. It
seems
so
difficult.
Sad. It's so sad for him.
Yeah. What a bummer. He can't eat stuffing.
No.
He can't, like, have any of the salads. Or
it's rough living without a butthole.
I'm going to need that pulled, if you could. That would be great.
Damn.
Again, Fart and Scorsese right there on Spotify. You can just get that right there on your phone. Oh, ma'am. Some birthdays for you. Amanda Seyfried, Brendan Fraser, Julianne Moore, Ozzy Osbourne, Anna Klumsky, and Tiffany Haddish. And that's what's happening.
All right, we have floor tickets for you for both nights of the K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas, plus Bud Light Platinum VIP passes for both nights.
Yep.
Call now, 1-800.
But you have to be 21 or over.
Yep.
Because we can't let you in all willy-nilly, seven-year-old. And you're like, "Hey, you want a beer?" And they're like, "I'm seven." I'm like, "I just thought you had a thyroid problem."
But we will accept 3 7-year-olds tacked on top
will
of each
we?
Other
no,
with a.
We
with
won't.
A, oh, we won't?
21 and
you
over.
Have to be
21
okay. Over.
Okay. Yeah. Well, 3 7s are 21.
1-800-520-1067 is the phone number. You call now and we'll play a game next. Time to give away some acoustic Christmas tickets on the floor for both nights and the Bud Light VIP passes.
Yeah.
Too much for one person.
It seems like a little much. We could have split them up, but sure.
And we're going to do it with a game called Beat Beer Mug.
It's time to be beer mug. It's time to be beer mug. It's time to be beer mug. Let's beat them to death. Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude, okay. Not in the head, Omar. I'm serious about
the
that.
Temper tantrum he threw
last night.
Okay, no, seriously, Omar. I'm not kidding around.
Not in the head.
Not in the head.
My bad.
Last time it was because he got hit in the head. He was very angry.
God damn it.
He didn't play along.
He was
terrible.
We don't
those hurt, dude.
This
I'm not kidding.
His face is his moneymaker, man. Oh, come on.
Yeah.
He's got weddings to officiate.
Right?
Jesus Christ.
All right, Allie, you want to explain how this game works?
Here's the thing. I'm going to read you a question. The answer will have a number in it. Beer Mug will say if the number is higher or I'm sorry, Beer Mug will say a number.
Yes, he'll guess.
And then you on the phone will say if the answer is higher, lower, or...
He nailed it.
Shockingly... Right on, which could happen, you guys. I don't think
but
it ever has.
It?
No. I don't think it ever has, but it could.
It could.
So again, Beer Mug's going to say a number. You simply say the number is higher or lower or right on.
All right, let's start with Anthony in La Mirada. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Anthony.
All right,
how
so you
doing?
Hold on, and then Mugs is going to make a guess, and then you say higher or lower. All right.
Anthony.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Christmas trees. More expensive this year than ever. In 2018, Christmas tree sales, both real and fake in the United States, amounted to how much money? Beer Mug. How much were Christmas trees
in the United
real
States.
And fake? Yes, the total.
I'm going to go ahead and say
$70 million.
$70 million in Christmas tree sales in the year 2018. Anthony, is the number higher, lower, or right on?
I'm going to say it is lower.
And you would be right, Anthony.
Yes.
56.4 million. Beep beer mug, you guys. And then they. Then
dude,
they
why do those Nerf darts sting bad?
Well, we put acid on
Jesus.
Them.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we forgot to mention we put acid.
Why do they sting bad?
By the way, not a bad
my favorite,
guess.
By the way, my favorite comedian, Sting Bad.
Sting Bad. Wasn't he the genie?
I love him, yeah. Wearing the yellow suit and everything.
Let's go to Diana in Los Angeles. Good morning, Diana.
Hi, good morning.
All right, Diana, here's a question for Muggs. Although we've had some rain and expect a little more tomorrow, L.A. is still the place to be for the holidays when it comes to weather. What is the average high temperature here in L.A. for the month of December, Beer Mug?
Well, see, I do the weather here
at
the world-famous K-Rock, so I should know this.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Average weather is going to be 82 degrees on Christmas Day.
What?
We're saying in the month of December.
Average.
Can you
average.
Hit him
average.
Now?
Okay. Good Lord.
Listen, guess all 31 days and then...
79 degrees.
All right. Diana, is it higher or lower than 79 degrees or is it right on?
I'm going to say lower.
You would be correct. It is 68 degrees. Ooh, that is the average high. Go ahead and peep your mouth.
Oh, God. What?
Jesus. Okay.
No, they need to recall that Nerf thing, dude.
I say you use the Nerf thing more. All right, let's go to Stephanie in Claremont. Hi.
Hi.
Morning.
Hey, Stephanie. Here's the question, Beer Mug. We're heading down to the OC for this year's Almost Acoustic Christmas. What's the seating capacity for the Honda Center?
Seating capacity for the Honda Center would be 16.
How many people can...
That's me.
Hold on, Stephanie.
Go ahead.
I think Stephanie was having somebody Google it.
Yeah. No. It's going to be 16,300 seats in the Honda Center.
Okay. Is it higher, lower, or right on?
He said 63,000?
No.
16.
Honestly, I wouldn't be shocked, though.
Higher.
It is higher. Hey. It is higher. 18,336.
Nice. Smaller. Beer mug.
All right.
I like it.
Okay.
This is the best game, huh?
It's pretty good.
No, it's not.
It's pretty good.
Let's go to David in Norwalk. Good morning, David.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, David. All right, here's the question for Beer Mug. The 1975 is playing Night 2, and I cannot wait.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure you were even alive in 1975, but I do know you weren't paying much for gas. What was the national average for gasoline in the United States in the year 1975? Beer Mug.
I'm going to go ahead and say 46 cents a gallon.
Okay. 46 cents a gallon. Ugh. Is the answer higher, lower, or right on, David?
Ooh, I'm going to have to say higher.
It is higher.
Yes.
57 cents.
Whoa. You beat Beer Mug. Nicely done.
How did people afford gas? Ah.
You are missing all of these. Okay, you have a welt on your side,
I know.
By the way.
What is on these darts?
All right.
By the way, that was a good guess. You were really close.
Yeah.
And yet.
It's not helping.
And yet. All right, let's go to Victor in Beaumont. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Victor. Also playing Night 2, 21 pilots. Only two of them, and as far as I know, neither are pilots. As for airlines, as of 2017, the Lufthansa Group carried 130 million passengers in 2017. As for revenue, how much did the Lufthansa Group report in that same year?
2017.
Yeah.
It's a good year for travel.
Okay.
All right. Odd.
Let's go ahead. Their revenue... Let's go ahead and say $600 million.
Okay. Is it higher or lower than $600 million, Victor?
I'd go lower.
You would be incorrect because it's $42.61
billion.
That's
yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
Wait,
no, you don't hit him.
Wait. Oh. Yeah, you don't hit me.
Oh, yeah. Got to take back those hits.
Yeah.
That wasn't much being wrong. That was the listener being wrong. Yeah. All right. Let's go to Ryan in Upland. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
Hey, Ryan, here is the question for Beer Mug. What year did Christmas become a federal holiday?
Oh, man, I wish Bean was still here. He would know that.
Yeah, but he's not playing.
He's dead.
So. You're the person who's supposed to answer.
When did Christmas become a federal holiday? I'm going to go ahead and say 1941.
All right. Was it before 1941 or after 1941?
I'm going to say before.
And you would be correct. The year was 1870.
Yes. Wow. Beat Beer Mug.
Mm-hmm. All right.
God!
Yeah.
Seems like a strange guess right in the middle of World War II for them to go, hey, you know what? Yeah. We should make Christmas a holiday.
Things are pretty bad. We could fix it with Christmas.
All right, let's go to Pete in San Juan Capistrano. Good morning.
Hey, Pete.
Good morning. What's up, party people?
Mm-hmm. Here is Beer Mug's question. What is the average amount of money that Americans spend each year on Christmas gifts?
The average amount of money, like, per household? Or on one person?
Oh, my God.
Like
an American.
The average amount that average one person spends on everyone.
Every day in December.
No.
No.
I'm going to go ahead and say, $3,000.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow.
I mean,
okay.
You know.
Is the answer five?
What does that mean? I mean, you know.
Last year I got a $20 shirt from Mugs, and now I feel totally ripped off.
That's what I'm saying.
Totally ripped off.
All right, Pete, is the answer higher, lower, or right on?
Ooh, it's a tweener. I'm going to go lower.
Yeah. Yes. The average amount is $663.96.
I'm overpaying then.
Yeah, money.
No!
Money back.
Wow.
Jesus. God.
All right.
Okay, one more?
No, we're good.
I think we have one more.
One more, we're good. One more. Okay.
One more.
All right. Sure. Stephanie and Covina, good morning.
Thank you. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Stephanie. All right, Beer Mug. Despite the name, Mumford & Sons are not actually a group made up of family members. The group formed in 2007 by how many main members?
In 2007, Mumford & Sons.
Oh, yeah, it matters on the year, Mugs. I'm happy you repeated it.
2007, mm-hmm. Marcus was the
like he's working out some kind of
Let's go ahead and say two guys in 2007.
Okay.
Mumford & Son.
Stephanie, is the answer higher, lower, or...
Did he nail it at two?
It.
I am so confused.
How many founding members of Mumford & Sons?
Is it over?
Oh, two.
So you think he's right on?
So you think he's right on?
Nailed it.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, that's totally wrong because it's been the same four since the first.
Come on.
Marcus, Ben, Winston, and Ted. The same guy since the beginning. Go
Omar,
ahead,
could you shoot
nearby.
The other side, Omar? This side is hurting.
By the way, you don't get beat because Stephanie, didn't get it right.
Oh, my God.
That's
all
right. You know what? Right.
We're hitting him anyway.
He asked for it. You got to give him what he wants.
Anthony, Diana, Stephanie G, David, Ryan, and Pete all in it.
Mm-hmm. And your winner is Diana.
Diana. Congratulations, Diana.
No, I will not
you
shut up.
Shut up, Diana.
We won, Diana. Oh, you did it.
Four tickets to both nights.
Wow.
Congratulations and thanks for playing the game.
Yeah. Wow, indeed.
That was Pete. Beer Mug. We found something he's actually good for. But now we can't fire him because we really want to beat him again.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 10 minutes till 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
We have tickets, by the way, coming up in about 10 minutes for both nights of the K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas at the Honda Center this weekend, plus the Bud Light Platinum VIP passes as well. Keep listening for that. We're going to do it every hour between 9 and 5 here on K-Rock.
Great.
Allie, what's happening?
You guys ever watch any car shows?
No.
Like, what do you mean?
Not a car show guy.
Okay. See, here's the thing. I was just visiting my parents.
Okay.
And we watch a lot of car shows. We watch
These are like fix it up and auction it or stuff.
Okay, like a Mecum auction.
Oh,
I'll watch
my God,
that
those auctions. I come across those when I get home and I'm watching, and I go, who in their right mind would ever watch that?
I love watching the Mecum
auction. No, you
love
don't.
The Mecum auction. Absolutely.
And by the way, they go for so much money.
Oh, ridiculous.
You're like, there's too much money
in
this
world. And if there's no reserve, I can't. Don't even start with me on that.
Oh.
I will tell you this. That's not my favorite car show.
Okay,
that
what is?
That show would be Chasing Classic Cars.
Okay.
It's this guy named, I believe, Wayne Carini, and he's in Connecticut, and he basically gets old cars, fixes them up, then brings them to different auctions. Or he'll get cars from people And he'll fix them up, bring them to auction, and he sells them for people. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, like car, like Bentleys from the 30s, we're talking every single kind of car you can ever imagine. And then he goes out and tries to drive them, and they can barely drive. It's the greatest show. I love it so very
Muggs
much.
Muggs is in the other room freaking out, agreeing with you. He loves chasing classic cars. He
I
loves
love
the
it.
Meekum auction.
I
he
love
loves
it.
All the shows, yeah.
See, Muggs, we get it. Mm-hmm. We get it.
Don't be so boring.
I'm telling you, if you watch Chasing Classic Cars and you don't fall in love with Wayne and just want to hang out with him, you're crazy.
Oh, God, I'm bored already.
To the point where I said to my father, I said, Dad, I mean, we're in Maine. He's in Connecticut. You want to go like stock?
Wow, really?
You stock, what? Stock Wayne? Let's do it. That's when my dad was like, "You're insane. That sounds crazy."
Mm-hmm.
But next time, totally gonna do it. Love chasing classic cars. Okay, the reason
someone
I bring
say
you
too
story,
much
is the Yep guy in it.
No.
Okay.
How dare you?
Well, that's
how
a bummer.
Dare you?
Because if it's an auction, he should be there.
I'm bringing you the story because Discovery's Motor Trend streaming service is reviving Top Gear America with a new trio of hosts.
Wow. It didn't work. There's a streaming service now?
It didn't work the first time.
It worked
here?
Wonderfully. No, in
yes. Oh no,
the
it's
UK.
Massive in the UK. Massive. Yeah.
It didn't do great here.
Right.
But
that was with Matt LeBlanc.
I will tell you this:
is there a reunion?
When I tell you that the new trio of hosts, a man named Dax Shepard.
Okay.
Yep.
Rob Corddry.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Oh wow.
I'm listening now.
Oh, now we're in.
Jethro Bovingdon.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know him. He's a British. Yep. He's okay. A British journalist, but right. I'm glad he'll be there
Jethro.
With Dax and Rob Corddry.
I'd watch anything with Rob Corddry.
Absolutely.
No, I'm a Jethro head. So
you do.
You love okay. Jethro.
I was okay. Hoping they'd go with Gleb, but they clearly
no,
went,
they
with,
went
Jethro.
With Jethro. Yeah. I think Gleb was unavailable.
Oh.
Yeah.
Busy.
I'm going to tell you right now. I'm into it. I can't wait.
Oh, we love the chords.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
I love everything about it.
Great.
I love everything about Discovery and Motor Trend. I love all of it. Again, chasing classic cars. It's wonderful.
Can I ask what Top Gear
sure.
is?
It's a car show.
Is that the sell?
Yep.
Okay.
It's a car show.
Fair enough.
It's about cars.
I thought
I'd go
okay.
real fast.
All right. Top Gear it is. So.
Listen, I'm... Again, I'm into chasing classic
right, cars.
So you
haven't seen.
You're a yep. real gearhead.
And I will watch a...
you're like our resident Jay Leno.
Auction yep. from the get-go. By the way, I loved Meekum so much that they had their first ever auction in Anaheim. And because I love them so much, KTLA is like, I mean, just contact them if you want to do a live shot. I fangirled out
oh,
at the Meekum auction. They were
God.
Like, wow, we had no idea people out here really liked it. But, oh, I'm telling you.
Being told by Muggs, who
yes.
is our, who appears to really be our resident
wow,
Jay Leno.
What's happening?
Yeah.
He says that on Top Gear, they fix up race cars.
Race
and
cars,
then test
and then
them
they
out.
Race yeah. them. And then yeah. sometimes they have a celebrity in the car that's losing his mind.
Right,
it's,
right, right.
It's good times.
Okay.
It's good times. Muggs and I should hang out and just drink beers and watch
I
car
mean,
shows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Muggs.
He's way into it.
Let's.
This little chat that we have, he's going
yeah.
crazy.
Oh, he's freaking
well,
out the
as
other
well
room.
He should. These mm-hmm. are wonderful, wonderful shows.
He keeps doing his arms like a motorcycle, mm-hmm. rah, rah, and then moving it like a steering wheel. Very, he's
that
super
is,
into it.
That is weird.
Read the studies,
Muggs. If you and I were back east, would you want to go stalk Wayne? Let's totally do it.
Okay.
He's shaking his head. Yes. That would be super fun. All right, guys. James Corden. He's taking a little break from his show. He's going to be gone December 9th through the 18th because he's filming a movie. He's a
These
movie
These are people,
star.
But they're cats, and this is kind of blowing my mind.
That is him, and yeah. he will be in Cats, mm-hmm. and can't wait for that movie. I can. I will wait forever for that movie, you guys. But he's going to be filming a movie called The Prom. But guess what? He's going to be gone those days. He still needs people to host, so he has a whole slate of guest hosts.
Okay.
Kicking off the festivities on December 9th.
I guess.
Yes.
Alf!
Alf would be wonderful. What would he say, Kevin?
No problem.
See?
I'm feeling it.
But that's
He's
it.
In.
That's all I have, though. So.
Okay.
Yeah. No, you can say Willie. I'm bringing to the stage
hey,
Willie Ames.
Yeah.
And then you'd say...
I have bad news. I think he's dead.
Willie Ames?
Is that the dad?
No, Willie Ames
no.
is the Charles in Charge.
Oh,
and
no, he's alive.
This is how rumors get started.
No, the dad from
Jensen,
Alf
Jensen, this
died.
Is how rumors get started.
The dad from Alf died.
No, Willie Ames wasn't even on Alf. I was just picking an Ames.
Oh.
Is Willie Ames dead?
No, I think he's alive. I'm telling you.
Kaiser Permanente?
Is he Williams on Tuesday? Is totally alive, okay, you guys.
All right.
Oh, okay.
He's the only person who's ever Googled that.
No! Kelly Clarkson!
I mean, Charles in charge, he was the best friend.
Oh,
eight
no,
is
I,
enough. He
trust
was the
me.
Son. He didn't have the cute hair like Nicholas. Remember that? He was like the first kid ever to have that.
Again, the
bob.
Elf dad is dead. I don't know if you heard okay. that news.
Also in Zapped. Remember
oh, Zapped? I do
yeah,
remember, yeah.
Exactly. All right.
I had a very different childhood than you guys.
My brother played hockey with Adam Rich growing up.
Jesus.
He was the one that played Nicholas on It Is Enough. What's happening?
I'm not positive. Here? I'm not positive. Gotta be honest.
Chasing classic cars, though, you guys.
Oh, yeah, you'll love
it. Great show. All right, so Alicia Keys kicking off the guest hosting festivities December 9th. Also slated, Harry Styles, who, by the way,
love it.
Is so good.
So funny.
When he hosts, when he does anything
yeah.
with James Corden.
He did a week just, at Corden. It was
yeah,
great.
It is just a yeah. delight. Melissa McCarthy, Chance the Rapper, Ken Jeong, Jeff Goldblum. I mean,
all right.
James
it's a
Corden.
Great list.
Take some more time mm-hmm. if you need it. But December 9th through December 18th, they will have those fill-ins. And Kevin.
Yes. Is there a reunion?
I don't think it has sunk in yet that you will not be able to watch Friends on Netflix after January 1st, 2020. That is a bummer, you guys. It's a bummer for Friends fans. And
am I the only one mm-hmm. that thinks Friends was good?
It was okay.
It was just
no.
a six.
It was
I mean,
good.
People think yeah. it's like an eight.
Eight,
nine. I mean, there's some people who think it's the greatest sitcom ever, and
okay,
they're wrong.
But Seinfeld was
it's
a what?
Better.
Was
it's a
what?
Ten.
A ten.
Is a ten.
Yeah,
okay.
100%.
Why Friends reunion talk every single day since the series went
because
off.
Those people are simple
right,
and Seinfeld basic. Seinfeld fans are smart. We got other things to do.
They're basic ass bitches.
Oh
yeah.
wow that was
I like the condescension.
That was Kevin at Sweet. K-Rock. Just email him. He can throw his voice. But here's the thing, ends on Netflix on January 1st, 2020, but then it moves to HBO Max in May of 2020. Kevin, that's 5 months without Friends. And there's nowhere else to find it.
No, there's nowhere else.
I mean, you could buy the
except
DVDs.
Except
DVDs,
right.
And is it still on, like, TBS or TNT or anything?
It most likely
those?
Is, yeah, until, yeah. yeah.
It's on every
But as far
channel.
As streaming, whenever you want it.
It's on every channel.
I mean, you could also
time.
Probably DVR it and then watch yeah. it whenever you want. Just
okay.
within your, but, I mean, yeah, I mean, the only place you can get it is that streaming, so.
Yeah. So it's everywhere is what we're saying.
Yeah, none of this really affects anyone.
Okay. Happy birthday, Tiffany Haddish, Anna Klumsky, Ozzy Osbourne, Julianne Moore, Brendan Fraser, and Amanda Seyfried. Is it Seyfried?
We'll
we
never
know?
Know. We'll never know. It's the mystery that keeps giving.
I think it's Seyfried.
Seyfried?
I think.
Siegfried? And Roy?
Oh, Amanda
Seyfried
Roy.
Seyfried and Roy.
Roy. Tiger bit his face off.
Right.
Which one? Siegfried or Roy?
I think it...
And was it his face?
Roy? I think it was his face.
No.
Yeah, I think so, because then when he came back, he had, like, Eric Stoltz mask face.
None of this is
Rocky
real.
Dennis.
The only
Listen,
thing
this
that's
is
real.
Important. This is important.
Yeah. Yeah.
Always fact check us.
Yes.
If you hear something
sure.
on this show,
sure.
fact check.
Please.
Because
Do
we don't know what we're talking about.
When Oprah had the lady on whose
oh, yeah,
who's chimp head,
yes.
like, totally attacked her face.
Ripped off her
and
face.
And she's in the middle of talking, and Oprah leans back, grabs a tissue, and then just blots her, like, pussy face.
Oh.
And also, like, everyone had to lie and be like, no, it looks good. It looks great. You know, you looked, it looks like nothing happened.
I'm
but,
just
like,
saying
clearly
that.
You know
yeah.
she was eaten by a monkey. Like,
yeah.
There's no one
yeah.
who saw her face and was like, there's nothing happened to her.
Yeah.
But Oprah was like, no, it's a miracle what they've done with your
yeah.
face. The surgeons are incredible.
Blot, tissue.
Paint comes off.
Yeah.
Look at the tissue. There's actual paint on it.
You know what, though?
Hmm.
Beautiful story.
Beautiful story. Rest yeah. in peace, female.
Mm-hmm. That's what's happening.
So 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 9:39. We are all going to be at the Spark of Love mm-hmm. Toy Drive this Thursday at Culver City Fire Station number 1 in downtown Culver City
mm-hmm.
from noon to 2.
Yeah, and we want you to bring unwrapped Christmas presents for those in need. And keep in mind, we're doing it for kids of all ages, even mm-hmm. teenagers. So, you know, the older kids need love, too.
Yeah. It's kind of difficult. Being involved in a charity, it's mm-hmm. kind of difficult a lot of times to get people that are in their teens
yeah.
adopted as a family, because it's just not as fun as buying, like, cute little kid stuff.
That's right. Well, we'll be there. And the whole crew is going to be there. It's the first yeah. time we've all had an appearance together outside of, like, the K-Rock concerts.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited. And there's going to be... You ready?
A horn section?
No. Pizza from Pizza Hut.
I feel like you start with pizza from Pizza Hut, and mm-hmm. then you play the horns.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
You know where there's going to be?
What?
Pizza from Pizza Hut.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
That's a drum roll.
Oh, wow.
The horns.
Okay,
the
all
horns.
Right.
Okay.
Do you know what there's going to be?
What?
What?
Pizza from Pizza Hut.
Oh, he's not great at this.
Phone ring.
All right, well, last try.
We'll work this out.
You know what's going to be at the toy drive?
What?
Pizza from Pizza Hut. All right. Well, I can't find it, obviously.
I mean, and more importantly, obviously, yes, you're doing a nice thing. You're bringing a unwrapped toy to donate to Spark of Love, but you also might get something in return.
Oh,
not
that's
only
right,
the
yes.
pizza from Pizza Hut, but we're going to be giving away tickets to K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas.
Yay!
Oh, the joy on the little children's faces. Mm-hmm. Cannot wait.
And by the way, if you can't make it to that particular location, you can drop off gifts at any fire station anywhere in Southern California.
Through December, yeah. Mm-hmm. You guys get toys? Are you going to be turning in toys? I got a couple. Just letting you know. So I'm trying to make you embarrassed if you don't bring
Oh, I see.
Toys.
You're going to embarrass us.
Yes.
Allie, you're just looking at him. Why?
I was going to bring Lil Bub. I had... I had asked about an appearance for Lil Bub.
Bad news on Lil Bub.
Fatality.
I mean, yeah, we're all getting presents, Jensen. You're not the only one.
You're bringing some, is what you're saying.
Note to self, bring presents. Guys, hopefully you ate your fill of turkey on Thanksgiving. Because any leftovers you might have in your fridge, they need to be thrown out. You need to get rid of them. Now.
I just ate some yesterday.
Okay, here's the thing.
I did. Wait, no, why?
According to the CDC, outbreaks of bacteria that cause food poisoning occur most in November and December. Mm. What they say is once you eat, put your leftovers away quickly. Don't leave them at room temperature for more than 2 hours. So you're all kind of relaxing. You just ate the pie. Don't sit there for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hours and the food's just sitting there.
Right.
Put it in some containers. Put it in the fridge. However... you can only eat that refrigerated food for the next 3 to 4 days. Thanksgiving.
Was this in the news?
It actually was all over the news. Hmm. Thanksgiving was Thursday.
Yeah.
So 3 to 4 days would be Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Monday would be the final day to
eat. So we're not in the clear.
If we're not counting Thursday.
Yesterday was Monday.
That's if we're not
all
counting
good.
Thursday.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. I would say...
Does right on the line.
Yeah. If you have any leftovers now, mm-hmm. no matter whether you're thinking, oh, it's pretty good, get rid of them.
Toss it out.
Get rid of them, you guys.
All right.
Which is a real bummer. Because, honestly, what's better than that first bite of a turkey sandwich the next day?
I mean, so good.
Agreed.
I've had over 40 pizzas in the last 30 days.
Oh.
Did you talk about him?
Oh, yeah.
He looked like he was sweating grease.
Yes, we did.
What a nightmare. Question for you guys.
Yes.
Cranberry sauce on your turkey sandwich?
Nah. No, you know what? Not in leftovers.
Really?
But if I go to a store that has a Thanksgiving sandwich, yes. I don't ask
Why?
For it.
Why?
In leftovers, I feel like I'd rather focus on the gravy.
On a turkey sandwich?
Hell
so
yeah,
you eat
man.
It with a knife and fork?
Hell yeah, man.
Oh, that's weird. That's and not stuffing. A sandwich then. You're eating...
And stuffing. And with bread. It's a sandwich.
But you're not picking it up. A sandwich is something you pick up.
Well, I use fork and knife on most things, as you know.
Oh,
we've talked about this
such
many times.
Ridiculous. Such a creep.
But I would use hands if I felt it was going to be clean. If I felt that the gravy wouldn't be going onto my
finger. Stain your hands forever.
Right.
Yeah. I will say this. I put on my Instagram stories over Thanksgiving a meme that was going around. You're one of two people. And one is a picture of homemade cranberry sauce in a bowl. Mm-hmm. The other one is a bowl with just that tube of cranberry from the can
right.
with the little ridges around.
Yes.
And then I had a poll. Which one are you? I was shocked at the outcome.
You a lot were. Of purchased.
Over, yeah, I think it was 52% purchase.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you right now, my family makes some of the best homemade cranberry sauce. Like orange zest, everything. Tastes wonderful. Give me that damn can with the ridges. I am eating that all day long.
I was surprised to see that.
Oh, I love
it. I was surprised to see that. I was like, what's happening with Allie? She loves that.
I love a jelly cranberry. Oh, 100%.
Right.
100%. It's so good.
Speaking of, I ran into another issue at the Thanksgiving dinner this year.
Yeah.
What?
Well, my in-laws, as you know, do a different thing with the gravy. It's like a little different. We have to have gravy and like they use the pretty much like the grease.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The dressing or whatever.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. But I don't like the dressing. I was raised on gravy. So
But
this year I also realized they do a different stuffing.
Different.
It has rice in it and stuff. Like a major focus
Stop
of
it.
The stuffing
rice.
Is rice.
Stop it.
So I've been bringing the bread stuffing, thank God.
Thank God.
Yeah.
What about people that put like raisins in the stuffing?
Oh,
those people can
that.
Go right to hell,
yeah, that's
right?
Not for me.
No. Stuffing should have bread, onion, Maybe a little bit of celery if you need a little bit of crunch in there.
Right.
And that's it. The chicken stuff, whatever it is.
Gizzards?
Gizzards and gravy and all that, yeah.
I think they might put gizzards in their stuffing as well.
Okay.
We have a problem.
Yeah, we have a real problem with this.
Yeah, we don't talk about it at home.
Yeah.
It's rather unsaid.
I think the best
is
part
about... Is your marriage
about...
solid?
It's very solid.
Okay. Yeah.
It's just the food that's the
okay.
issue.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Chick-fil-A!
I have no problem bringing a can of cranberry sauce to wherever I'm going.
House.
Oh, I've done it.
Yeah.
Bring
and
it
I'll
to
do
their
it
house.
Yes.
Even if they make it from
if
scratch?
If they have the most amazing
what?
Cranberry sauce, good for you. Here's my can. You got a can opener? I actually tweeted about that.
I saw that and I was like,
yes.
She has to be joking.
100% no.
Why?
100% no. And even better, my mom, again, one of the greatest cooks alive... sets out the cranberry sauce for my dad and her. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Looks wonderful. Glad you made it. Love the orange zest. Love everything you did with it. And then she just plops mine in the middle, and she's like, go to town. That's it.
Do you have chicken fingers?
That is...
The canned cranberry sauce. Oh,
super weird.
From the gods.
Don't tell that to Adam Carolla.
He'll lose it?
He spent his whole life... railing against that.
Yeah. Hmm. So the man that jumps in the pool as
yes.
his shower in the morning,
guy,
I
yeah.
shouldn't bring up my preference for cranberry sauce?
Correct.
Cool.
Yeah.
Read the studies.
There
the
he
study.
Is right there. Guys, you know the slogan for Vegas?
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which actually isn't the slogan. That's just the more famous version of the slogan. It's
oh.
what happens here stays here.
Oh, okay.
But then everybody changed
yeah.
it into what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. It looks like they may be replacing that slogan after nearly two decades. The Reno Gazette Journal reports that singer Steven Tyler of Aerosmith introduced another catchphrase during one of their band's Las Vegas residency shows. Saying at least four times, when I say what happens here, you say only happens here.
Right. So what happens in Vegas, this is a city you could only go to for these things.
Yes. The report says that the crowd call out could be part of a larger campaign to roll out what happens here only happens here as the city's new slogan. Because if we think about it.
I mean, that's not terrible except
it's not
for
terrible.
It's confusing.
Right.
But if we break it down. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Lie.
Yeah, especially
camera
with social
phones,
media.
Social
yeah.
media, everything. So that's just outdated now. Two decades ago, yeah, that's awesome. I'm going to go there and chill.
Right.
Know what I'm saying?
I have an idea
I
for...
I can see the activity that you're doing.
Idea.
I was doing a humping motion.
Can I suggest a new
yes.
saying for Vegas?
Yeah.
So Las Vegas...
Uh-huh.
I've had over 40 pizzas in the last 30 days.
And that's just what it says underneath.
It seems wordy.
Okay.
Just maybe... 40 pizzas
yeah.
in 30 days.
Okay, how about this? Las Vegas.
I made a poopy in my diaper.
Again, that would work for a lot of people.
Mm. Unfortunately.
Okay. Well, those are my two shots.
Okay.
Do you have that one? Because here would be mine. If I say something like...
Oh, God. I don't know if I, that's
oh,
going to be
no.
rough.
Oh, no. Oh,
no. No.
You guys go
rough.
About your business.
Okay.
No, it's
while
be
we
too
figure
rough
this
to
out.
Five.
No?
Yeah.
Oh, see, mine
she wanted
would be,
me. Yeah, you could say it.
My disappointment is immeasurable, and my day is ruined.
Yeah, I don't have it.
Okay, thanks
That's
so much.
That's not a great
that
slogan,
that.
Though.
No, but it would have been great to
slogan.
Hear his voice.
Right there.
I didn't lend
didn't give me much,
anything
didn't
to
give
that.
Me much time.
It's no. Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm sorry about all that, you guys. Hey.
Mine says Las Vegas.
Uh-huh.
Tonight. Snoop Dogg gets real and keeps it crack-a-lackin'.
I'm in on
I
that
mean,
one.
All great in. If he's always there. You'd need to have him always there.
I'm
right.
I'm
seems,
all in on
it
that.
Seems long for the commercial.
I don't even
right.
care if he's there. I
okay.
love that.
Oh, you just want that to be the slogan.
Full
okay.
time.
Okay.
I'm in.
All right.
I've
is there
last,
Larry
I've
King saying
one.
Crack-a-lackin'?
Yeah.
I have one last one.
Yeah.
Okay. Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the chicken nuggets with that barbecue sauce, I don't know about you, but I know about me.
It's confident.
It's confident,
That's a
but
little
again, wordy.
Wordy.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, I'll keep
yeah.
thinking.
All right.
I don't want to spend a ton on billboards, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
By the way, thank you to Neri in the LBC, who watched an interview with Amanda, whatever her last name is, on Letterman and
Seyfried.
Fallon. Here's the thing, and she told me what the last name was. And yeah, could I have done that? Could I have actually gone the extra mile and watched the video? 100%.
Yeah.
Were you going to?
No, because there's people like Neri in the LBC that come through, and I appreciate it. And according to her, it's Seyfried. So happy birthday, Amanda Seyfried.
Could mm-hmm. I just say...
Somebody in this room had been saying it like that all morning.
Every single
yeah,
time.
Right.
When I'm
right.
like, is it
I
Seyfried?
Said, I think it's
is
Seyfried.
It? And then I'd say, yeah, it's probably Seyfried, though.
You didn't say that.
Happy birthday, Brendan Fraser.
Not now, Kevin.
Julianne Moore, Ozzy Osbourne, Anna Chlumsky.
There you go.
Which, if you haven't been listening, I've been nailing that.
Mm-hmm.
And Tiffany Haddish. And that's... What? Did you turn off my mic?
No.
Oh.
Are you going crazy?
No.
Yes, I you are. I got news for you.
I turned it down with my leg.
She turned her headphones down with her leg.
And then said, did you turn off my mic? It's a quiet way to end today.
Very accusatory.
It's perfect.
You all right?
You should have turned it down.
A 5 p.m. commercial-free hour.
Am I on?
With you Stryker are on right now, yes.
It's happening tomorrow morning on all new Kevin and Bean Show. We have a comedian Andrew Santino on the program tomorrow. Christmas parties at work. Mm-hmm. Work Christmas parties can be...
Oh,
disastrous.
Wow.
Terrible. Yes. And we have tickets on the floor for both nights of the K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas, along with the Bud Light Platinum VIP passes tomorrow morning on an all-new show.